another day. Seem fresh in the mix. I be dumbing out, checking out. Louis V's, Polo T's, the horse be down at the bottom where you can't see. I be rocking LeBron's, Kobe's, and the KD's. I got so many kicks, just enough to run a stampede. They glow in the dark like a black light. I pay the lap for these, so in the club, you better act right. Like, do what you do, but watch my shoes. That's one thing, man, that'll change the mood. I'm a fool with the Gucci, so cool, don't know what he on. I keep him on my feet like they adore to me to be on. My pockets, I can burn it, like every month's birthday. I bet I'm like it's food, and I'm a king, so have it your way. My swag be unique, my swag is just shit. No, I mean do my thing, why the rock is black kid.
Hold on, we gotta stop the presses. What's up, everybody? Yeah. But if I didn't do the little intro, hold on. Hold on a second. Hold up. Here it is.
You are now tuned into K-100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
That sounds about right. Welcome, everybody, to K-100 Radio. I'm Blizzum. I'm the host right now. I'm getting ready to do a segment. We're having a little special that's going to be going on tonight. Hopefully, everybody hit the phone lines and, you know, give their 2 cents and their opinion about what's popping. But anyway, be that as it may, right now, tonight, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to open up the phone lines on K100 Radio. The number is 347-934-0966. That's the number to our switchboard over at BTR. You'll be able to hear everything, pipe through everything over here at K100 Radio. Again, that's K100 Radio. That's 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number that you can call to discuss what we're getting ready to talk about. And before I go ahead and get into it, the discussion tonight, I got to say congratulations to the person that's the topic of the discussion. Congratulations to Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. These guys came through and gave a phenomenal album. They came out and they dropped a project that was different, but more so to me, that's more impressive than the actual music itself. You know what I'm saying? The music itself was cool, but I think more impressive than anything was the route that they took to drop the music. You know what I'm saying? With me, with K100 Radio being independent radio, me starting in the game as an independent artist, I got nothing but respect for someone who was able to accomplish what they accomplished without a major record deal. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're pretty much set for life off one project if they don't, you know, blow the check and blow the money. You know what I'm saying? They're actually getting paid for their music. There's no one raping them on publishing or none of that. Right now, they've done something that basically the last person to even do anything closely to that was with Master P Inc., that crazy distribution deal with Priority Records. And I'm going to get into all that. I'm going to talk about all that stuff. All right. But tonight, let's go ahead and get into what we're going to be talking about. Welcome to K100 Radio's talk segment. Macklemore's Grammys. Why you mad, son? You mad? Why are you mad that Macklemore won a Grammy? People are upset. People didn't like it. And I don't know if people didn't like it because Macklemore is not their favorite artist or whatever, or their favorite artist didn't even get nominated, or the person they thought should win didn't win. But it's a lot of people upset about the fact that Macklemore didn't win the Grammy. All right? So before I even go there, all right, 347-934-0966. I wrote a blog today, and if you guys don't know, I'm a hip-hop blogger, and my blog show up, you know, various different places, but I try to direct everybody to our website to check it out, but you'll see the blog pop up on different other websites and stuff. The Battle List, MakingTheMagazine.com, all kinds of different places that you can see my blog postings, but I direct everybody in general to ChainlessEntertainment.com, which is the parent company, which is the main site over there. Of course, you can find out everything about me, Chainless Entertainment, K100 Radio, everything's at chainlessentertainment.com. All right? So over there, the No Chaser blog is at the top. You click it. And it'll give you all, pretty much most of the blogs that I've done within the past year. Some of them I thought was, not so high, so I kind of took them down. But I leave the really interesting ones up. And the latest one that I did today, that I blasted out and sent out today, if you want to be a part of our email list, please go to the website too and click join email list. Then you'll be able to get the emails, the blogs, and everything. You get the updates, show times, everything, all right? But the blog I did today was called Macklemore's Grammy and Why You Mad. And make no mistake about it, people are mad. And you're not, and it's not, this is why I'm going to go ahead and get ready to go ahead and annihilate all the quote-unquote racist talk. Because really, it's not just black people that's mad about, you know, that it's not just black people that are not feeling the fact that he won all those awards. You know what I'm saying? It's more than black people. You got white people who don't like the fact that he won. Basically, the people who are upset is not just black people are mad because a white boy won. It's hip-hop purists who are mad. It's the hip-hop heads, the hip-hop purists. These are the people that I can see, you know what I'm saying, have the loudest voice, you know what I'm saying, about it. Now, don't get me wrong. We're going to talk about the elephant in the room, which is race, which is, you know, a subject that people don't always want to talk about, a subject that people always shy away from. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody punks out when it comes to race. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're a pure racist. It's like unless you're a pure racist, if you want to be politically correct or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's kind of hard to talk about race because what you may say may be deemed racist or it may be taken the wrong way out of context. I don't have those problems over here at K100 Radio. I can't get kicked off the air. I can't. You know what I'm saying? I can kick myself off. No one else can kick me off the air. So I'm going to keep it 100 all the time, every time I do a show. And anybody else, really, that's on K100 Radio, unless it's just, I mean, you got to be bad for me to actually tell you to get off K100. Because this platform is all about saying whatever it is that you like, whatever you feel, whether people like it or not. That's how the platform started, and I'm going to try to keep it that way as much as possible. All right? But when it comes to questions of race, everybody becomes punks. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I'm not. I keep it 100, and I say what I feel. You know what I'm saying? And I stick by it. I stick to my guns. Now, I'm going to read some of the excerpts of the blog and everything. You know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Again, 347-934-0966. And you'll have a lot of people that are scared to actually call into K100 Radio tonight. They'll be listening. There's people listening right now. I can look at the server stream and see all these people listening. But will you call? 347-934-0966. Because I see a whole bunch of people bitching and complaining about it on their Facebook and their tweets and their Twitter and everything, and everybody's got an issue with it. But I want to see how many of you guys are going to have the balls and argue either way. Do you think he should have won it? Do you think he shouldn't have won it? You know what I'm saying? Or do you feel, you know, I got a couple of questions, specific questions that I'm actually going to ask everybody. You know what I'm saying? We got people on the phone lines right now, so I'm going to get ready to go to the phone lines in a second. But I want to play one song before we even start. This is the single, okay? First of all, we're going to discuss how the Grammys are voted on. Who votes on the Grammy? Who votes on it? It's not you and me. It's not you and I. Well, actually, I just applied to be a Grammy because I actually qualified. And I didn't even realize I qualified. And so I actually applied to be a person that votes for the Grammys. I've been slipping. I qualified like 5 years ago. I didn't even know it, but now I super extra qualify because of my platform, like for real, for real. So I applied for my membership, you know, to be a part of the Recording Academy because of what I'm doing now, me and media and everything. I actually get a chance to vote. I had to apply, pay my little fees and stuff. So next go around, I'll actually have a say in it, hopefully. I'm pretty sure they're going to approve me. If not, it's going to be problems with the Grammys. But who actually gets to vote on the Grammys, all right, is the question. You know, it's not just the regular Joe Blow. It's not the kid on the block smoking the blunt trying to freestyle battle with his homies. You don't get the vote. You don't count. We're going to talk about who gets the vote and everything. But before I even do that, I can't just start the show off without playing the reason why these guys arrived. Why is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis where they're at now? And it's because they made, in my opinion, music that touched a whole another fan base, mostly white, yes. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, it's more white people that live in this country, in America, you know what I'm saying, that aren't trapping, that aren't throwing money in strip clubs. People in fucking Seattle and Wisconsin and Washington State and Idaho and shit. They're more prone to go to a fucking thrift shop than they are to fucking Diamonds of Atlanta or a strip club or to be in a trap. No duh. Guess what? Way, 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 way more of those people in this country than the rest of you motherfuckers standing in line waiting for Jordans. Now, that's just the goddamn facts. I'm not going to sit here and debate back and forth with you about the simple facts. 72% of the people in this country are Caucasian. Most of these people live in rural areas. Most of them have no idea or cannot relate to half of this trap shit a lot of the black artists be rapping about and shit. And they damn sure can't understand and relate to riding in the motherfucking Maybach and flying in a G5. They can't relate. They don't know what it's about. They don't. They never done it. They probably never will do it. But they've been to a fucking thrift shop. Chances are. Right? Right. So now. Before I even get into the whole back and forth with whoever going to feel like they want to spar with me tonight and call. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm actually people thought, I guess from my blog, judging from the comments, that I was upset. That I felt like he shouldn't have won. And it's actually, contrary to popular belief, I don't like a lot of things about his music. But should he or should he have not won? I just don't care enough. I don't even care as much as people would think that I would care. Even though I did apply to vote, it's because this is my profession. I'm in the music industry. But Grammys and award shows, I don't even really, it is what it is, because I understand the process more so than the average person. So I don't get riled up. But I wanted to give the people who are riled up the platform tonight. But before I start, I got to play the song. I got to play the song. I got to play the reason why Macklemore and Ryan Lewis arrived. I got to, because maybe you haven't heard it. Maybe it's somebody right now listening to this shit, like, man, they listen to that white boy shit. That shit look corny as fuck. You're probably on my phone, on the phone lines or on K100 Radio listening right now, and you're like, ah, man, that shit's whack. I don't get it. And I just kind of already, I just broke a little bit of it, of the why it popped off for you. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, no matter what people say, when you connect with the audience, when you connect with them on a personal level, when you don't make it all about you and your lifestyle and your glitz and glamour, all about your struggle, when you make it bland, when you make it something that they can literally relate to, black, white, or orange, motherfucker, they're going to actually probably have a better chance of buying it and supporting it. That's just common fucking sense. And so most people in this country really don't know what it's like to fucking be in the trap or live, you know, and all the shit, you know, that a lot of the black artists talking about. I'm trying to refrain from using the N-word tonight because I think my good friend Uncle Jams is going to be calling in tonight, and he really, really, really hates the N-word. I know I'm not going to make it through this whole broadcast without saying the N-word. It's just not going to happen. But I'm going to make a conscious effort not to do it as much. Anyway, thrift shop, Macklemore. Check this out.
Can we go thrift shopping?
$20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is f***ing awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big
I'm just pumped. I bought some from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But it was 99 cents. Copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy f***ing it. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand-me-down?
Thank you.
Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. It had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard.
Yeah.
I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow.
John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hell no, I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those, and sneakerheads would be like,
ah, he got the Velcro.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
What you know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What you knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt, cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the... I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that.
Whoa.
The built-in onesie with the socks on them.
Whoa.
I hit the party and they stop in that.
Whoa.
They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't eat gang. Come take a look through my telescope, trying to get girls from a brand. Man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Right.
I'm gonna pop some tags. I got $20 in my pocket.
Hold up. That's just fucking awesome, huh? What you think? I don't know what you think. And frankly, no one gives a shit what you think. You know why? Because the people who really give a... the people who care, the people who matter, they like it. You know what I mean? Listen, that song is not about bars. He's not killing the bars. First of all, I heard that song about 20 times before I saw the video. And it's one of those records that until you see the video... you really probably really, really won't like it unless you see the video. I can't front. You know what I'm saying? But when I saw the video and I looked at the video, I knew I kind of was like, okay, it started to fall in place for me. But anyway, I'm getting ready to go to the phone lines. But did you hear what he was talking about? $50 for a t-shirt? Wait a minute. I call that getting pimped by business. Meanwhile, half of you niggas is... I said nigga. Oh, well, sorry, Uncle Jams. It's going to be that kind of night. I'm on Zerat too, by the way. You niggas are standing in line for some $200 Jordans and can't fucking pay your goddamn child support and shit. And this guy's talking about, wait a minute, that's $50 for a t-shirt. That shit don't make sense. Now listen, we can go back and forth and back and forth about the what, the why. The point is, I think that the reason why this kid, well, he's not even a kid anymore. He's actually old. You know what I'm saying? I think why he struck lightning in a bottle is because mostly his content and what he talked about, more so than his skin color. Yes, his skin color has something to do with it. And don't fucking try to argue with me tonight about it doesn't matter that he's white. Yes, the fuck, it does. But, that's not all. You see what I'm saying? He actually tapped in to a wider audience when he started talking about shit that mattered to more people. Shit that more people could relate to. Because, frankly, there's more people in this country in this fucked-up economy that can relate to going to a fucking thrift store or a novelty store or just can't fucking afford $50 for a t-shirt. And they laughed, and it was funny, and they got it. And they laughed all the way down to the local CD store and bought it. Or to their iPod and to iTunes and downloaded it. No, they didn't go over to their homeboy house and bootleg it. No, they didn't go to the flea market and shit. No, they didn't go to live mixtapes because it wasn't fucking on there. They went and bought it. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I'm going to go to my first caller. I can't even tell what the number is. It's blocked off and shit. You, caller. Caller, you're on the air.
What's up? How are you doing tonight?
Ah, Uncle Jam. I tried. I tried. You heard me? I didn't even know who you was. I tried my best not to do it. But they're going to make me say it at some point tonight. What's up, my brother? How you doing?
Well, you actually made some incredible points in your opening dialogue, and I agree with them. You know, the one thing that I try to teach, and in a non-religious way preach all the time on Facebook and other social media, is that music must appeal to people that have disposable income in order for you to have success with it. If you are making music for people that don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, you are going nowhere but the hood. And hood fame is not what it's about if you think you are seriously in the music game. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis make music that appeal to a broad range of people, obviously by the fact that on an independent label, their own label, their own financing, that is the number three selling rap slash hip hop album of last year, only topped by Eminem and Drake. And look at the dichotomy of that. Eminem, a Caucasian. Drake, half white Jewish, half black. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, both Caucasian. What does that tell people of the African diaspora about this art form called rap that you think you own and that you created? The two biggest record-buying demographics in the world are females, and mostly Caucasian females, and the lesbian and gay community. And if you don't have music that touches those two demographics, heart and soul, in any kind of fashion, shape, and form, you're not going to have a whole lot of sales. And another thing about the people that are selling recorded music, they are not giving away their music via DatPiff and mixtape sites by DJ coalitions and record pools. They are actually selling their music. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are the poster children for selling music. They have refused offers from all of the major labels to sign with them. They have let them fly them out to New York and take them to dinner and put them in five-star hotels only to say no. But they were smart businessmen in that they hired Warner Brothers Music's radio promotions department to promote their record to radio, because it's almost impossible for an independent act to get terrestrial radio play. Smart businessmen. At $9.98 times 1.5 million albums sold, do the math. It's all theirs. And when you win a Grammy, and they won four of them last night, that album is going to end up surpassing Eminem and Drake. Mark my word.
So I pretty much agree with everything you said. Now, you said something that was highly controversial, because this is the thing. The most controversial part about what you just said is your point about mixtapes and DJ coalitions. Because right now, we're at an impasse, I think, in the industry. You feel me? As you well know, Uncle Jams, over here at K100 Radio, we have DJ mix shows, and we have DJ segments and everything like that. And there's a lot of DJs that I'm affiliated with and stuff like that I rock with. And these guys are not willing to give up on the mixtape game at all. They're fighting tooth and nail to make sure this thing pops off. They still promote mixtapes. They still drop mixtapes. They're still on the mixtape game, because that's a hustle that, frankly, DJs really didn't have any power until the mixtape era came along. The mixtape era gave the DJs the power. It basically made these guys freelance A&Rs at the end of the day, right? Outside of the platform, outside of the club. This is what happened, right? So these guys are not so willing to go quietly into the night with what you're talking about as far as mixtapes. You don't agree with mixtapes. You don't like mixtapes. I know it's about you. You don't think that mixtapes are what artists should do. You think artists should sell their music and not give them away on mixtapes or whatever. Of course, there's a lot of people that would say that's crazy, because if you're not a star, no one wants to buy your music. You need to give it away until you get hot enough to charge them. But then you're going to come back and argue, and you're going to say, well, at that point, you've given away all the goddamn music, so what are you going to sell them? Now,
okay, Blizzum, I must say this to you right here while we're having this back and forth. It's like the difference between a prostitute and a whore. If you're giving it away, who in the hell wants to go pay for it? It's the same stuff. So the undiscerning regular John Q. or Jane Q. public person, they don't necessarily know the difference between a regular CD album and a mixtape album. I mean, it's still that artist and that music, and many times you get more tunes on a mixtape than you get on a CD album. So why are you trying to charge me $15.98 now when I just got your whole mixtape album with 23 songs for free? It's a little bit of a common sense thing. But there's a difference between an artist wanting to be stupid and give their own intellectual property away as opposed to a DJ without getting a mechanical license from you to take your song and put it on a collection of his without your permission.
Mm.
Why am I even bothering to post my iTunes and Amazon and Spotify and all of those links for people to go spend a dollar to buy my single if they can go get it for free on a mixtape? It just doesn't make any sense. Adele, Aerosmith, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, they're not giving away their music, and they're selling music.
And they're white, Uncle James. They're white. Hold on a second. 3-4
Well, we normally imitate everything white people do. This is one time we need to imitate.
Yeah, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the
black
show.
Black music used to be so. We were number one. Now we've fallen. Rap has fallen back to fourth and fifth place. Something's wrong with the game. Would you not agree?
I agree. Something is terribly wrong with the game. So before I go to the next caller, because we got the phone lines blowing up. Again, 347-934-0966. Area code 347-934-0966. That's the number to call to the show. Make sure when you call into the switchboard, you press the number one on the keypad. That lets me know that you want to holler at me. It's going to say you're now in the host queue. Press the number one on your keypad. It's going to say you're now in the host queue. That lets me know that you actually want to talk and give your 2 cents. You need to do that. We got a lot of people on the phone lines. I want to make sure that you actually want to talk, or you're not somebody just listening to me because they don't have cable, all right, or they don't have the internet.
Let me make
you
two quick points before you get off, get rid of me. Number one is that I'm going to put on your Facebook page the criteria for being a NARIS member to be able to vote for the Grammys so that people maybe will understand before they keep on going crazy out here to realize that the Grammys is not a People's Choice and John Q. Public Award Ceremony. It's an inner circle of your peers. Number two, I realized that there was a model that worked for people like Nicki Minaj and Drake and a few others that got major label record deals as a result of having hot mixtapes. That model has been long broken because it's so oversaturated with mixtapes. There's nothing special about a mixtape anymore. Come on, African Americans, invent something new. Come up with a new idea. Everybody and their mother has a mixtape now.
All right. Uncle James, Me Cap is in the building, industry vet, a very decorated as a musician himself, knows what he's talking about, knows about the game. He's one of the people who can actually vote on the Grammys. I applied myself. Hopefully they accept my membership. Speaking on what he just said, and we're getting ready, I'm going to thank you for calling, Uncle James. Don't hang up, because if you don't hang up right now, I may be able to come back to you. I just want to make sure I grab the rest of the
call. I'll stay on with you.
All right. All right, thank you. That's Uncle James. He's toured with some of the biggest names, you know, in the world and everything. He's worked with Babyface and all kinds of people. You know what I'm saying? His artists, all of his artists over at Me Cap, his independent label, are great artists. We play their music and everything. He's really professional. So I respect his opinion, and I understand what he's saying about that. And that's the one thing about Ryan. There's so many things that's different outside of the skin color of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. He just named one of the major things. These guys, they had mixtapes. Don't get me wrong. If you do the research on them, he had mixtapes and stuff before, you know what I'm saying? But this project, I don't know the behind the scenes, the investors, where the money came from, because if it's like he said, and they went to FM radio and they went to Warner Brothers radio promotions department, and they had to cut them a check. That check wasn't small. They had to come up with that money somewhere, some kind of way. I don't know how they got the money, but they got the money and they made it work for them. All right. So somewhere along the pipeline, some money was cashed out. Don't get it twisted. They didn't walk up to people at Walmart handing them CDs and then blow up the fucking where they at right now. Don't be stupid. Like you just said, they went to Warner Brothers Radio Promotion Department. Well, guess what? That was thousands of dollars that they had to pay somebody. Where they got that money from, I don't know. But that's not the point. The point is, they didn't take those thousands of dollars and put it into a mixtape. They put it into an album, shot some really great videos. And the rest is history. And now we're 4 Grammys later. 470-234. Welcome to Punch Radio. What's popping? Who's this?
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's popping?
Yeah, this is Mr. World Famous.
Mr. World Famous, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, big man? I definitely got to read your blog earlier today, so I definitely had to jump on the show because I'm kind of actually new to this artist right here. The song, when you play the song, I remember the song, so I didn't even know that was him and stuff. I didn't know the details on that. But, but I was listening in and stuff. I was going to wait to talk a little later and stuff. But basically, I got to give the uncle his props. You know, me, I guess he's must be old school like I am too, because he made some valid points. But once again, like you understand the new school, the new way for the most part. But the only point I want to make is kind of co-signing what the uncle has said. is this. What our African-American rappers got to understand, here in America, we got approximately 50 million African-Americans that live in this country and over 200 million Caucasians that live in this country. So if you're trying to, I'm looking at the man video, 487 million views. All right, we don't have that many people in this country to get that many views on ours. So it's like if you're going to definitely do something like you said in your blog, and I love what you said in your blog, you got to step up the game. I mean, because you trying to sell the trap concept, the hood concept, the hoes, money, and clothes concept, but 50 million blacks, and not all 50 million black Americans in America listen to rap music. So you kind of spinning your wheels. You got to broaden your horizon. And like you were saying about the music, you got to basically talk about more than what, you know, only can sort of can almost relate to just African-Americans in the United States of America. You got to think broader than that. So I'm not going to keep going on. My whole point is, I'm looking at what this man is doing, and like you were saying about music, it's broad range. Like Uncle was saying, it's kind of broad. You might have read my comment. Y'all, some of these African Americans that are rapping about this hood, this trap, they don't live that every day. Now, this white boy might have been in the pond, the thrift store more than these niggas been in the damn trap. See what I'm saying? So there's a lot of reality to his music, and that's what it comes down to, originality. If you play video games all day, Mr. Rapper, write about damn video games or something. I mean, get out the damn trap, because if you ain't living it every day, it ain't all that real to you, and we ain't going to fit it. So I'm going to kind of stop right there, and I'm going to stay on the line like the uncle's going to stay on the line because somebody else probably going to say something else.
Yeah, they are. Trust me, they are. We got people walking in right now. You feel me? Shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Twitter at K100_radio. You feel me? I really appreciate it. ChainlessEntertainment.com. I encourage everybody to read my blog first, simply because I really did go in depth. And I'm a writer by trade. You know, as an artist, as a writer, I express myself a lot easier and a lot better when I have the time to stop, think, write it out, erase. Okay, let me say that. So the blog really, really gets my point across, and I'm really just with the on-air personality. I've only been doing this, you know, 2 or 3 years, and I've been a writer for 15. You know what I'm saying? So the blogs are definitely something that you actually want to check out, and I tell everybody to go read the blog first. But something else that Uncle Jams pointed out, and I'm going to go to the next caller, 859, I think it was. Press the number 1 on the keypad, everybody. Hold on a second. Press the number 1 on the keypad if you want to holler at me. It should say you're now in the host queue, so I know which people want to talk, all right? And I'll come to your phone line. What he talked about earlier about the qualifications for the people, you know what I'm saying, that the people that get qualified to vote for the Grammys, all right? There's different criteria, and if you go to on the blog, I actually put a link up, you know, that can link you back to see what it's like, who they're looking for, what do you have to have, you know what I'm saying? You have to have some recordings commercially released in the United States, 12 physical, must have 12 qualifying physical or digital tracks or the equivalent duration of content. One qualifying track must have been released within 5 years of the recipient's application. You know, so it must be currently available for purchase through online retailers, must be accompanied by verifiable documentation, liner notes, and all registered at allmusic.com. All right. Stuff, and it goes on and on about all these criteria just to get you, just for you to apply to be a person that gets to vote on the Grammys. This isn't guaranteed. By the way, it's not free either. It's a society that you pay dues to, all right? So it's a lot of people that's complaining about the Grammys or whatever in the process that, A, they don't even qualify to even vote. Even if they had the money, they wouldn't even qualify. Even if they qualified, they're probably just too cheap to pay the dues or whatever it is. But it's not easy to just – you don't just walk in there and say, oh, yeah, I make beats, I'm a producer, let me vote. Guess what? It doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? There's qualifications and things that you have to go through in order to be a part of that process. So the Grammys, there's multiple things that I want to make sure I get over, all right? Another thing is the Grammys, to me, have never, never been the barometer on who's dope in hip-hop. I don't know how many times this has been said over and over, not by just me, but by plenty of former artists and people that's in the game who already are like, look, man, the Grammys, it is what it is. You've had artists boycotted because they're like, what the fuck? This is crazy. This is bullshit. How did they win? We've had time and time again the dopest hip-hop album of the year not win. And it wasn't just black people. When Eminem dropped the Marshall Mathers LP that year, he didn't win a Grammy for that. And that was the dopest. Whose album was better than Eminem's Marshall Mathers LP that year? No, I don't even care. I don't care. I can't even remember who came out that year, but I know for a fact there wasn't a better project out. He's white. He still didn't win. You know what I'm saying? The Grammys don't always award the best music or the best flow spitter, the person with the illest bars, the win. There's more to it than that. And the people who are voting don't even really, most of the time, they don't even really give a shit about your bars like that. They're looking at your impact. What did you do? What did the record do? How did it, what are the circumstances surrounding how it popped off? You know what I'm saying? You could be the best battle rapper. You could eat people lunch for 16 bars. You could be the illest dropper. You could be like Kendrick. Murked the whole, Kendrick murked all of 2013. Completely set himself apart from, just established himself as a premier artist in that 1 year time. He came out in 12 and he came out, but he set himself away from the pack and put himself in the elite status in 1 year by dropping that album, which to me was the best album in that category. But on top of all the other collaborations that he did throughout the year, all the stuff, we ain't got to talk about Control. We can just talk about all the other good songs that he just jumped on and just murked the track. You know what I'm saying? And those Grammy people don't give a shit about that. They don't care. You know what I'm saying? They're not the people who care about that. You have to understand that when it comes down to the Grammy. So it's so many reasons why Macklemore won and so many reasons why Kendrick didn't. I respect the fact that Macklemore actually tweeted out, well, sent a text message to Kendrick basically alluding that you got robbed. He already knows that that album, Good Kid, Mad City, is a better album per se than The Heist, but that's not necessarily why you win a Grammy as far as, is it a doper record? Having a dope record is really not what makes you win the Grammy. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, when we start talking about, like I said, and I alluded to in my blog, I personally loved the years and the days of The Source, when The Source was at its height, and you had the five mic, you had getting five mic ratings, and you had The Source Awards. To me, that right there was the offset, because you still had people getting shitted on at the Grammys, but guess what? We didn't even care. Because at the end of the day, we really was like, oh, the Grammys are cool. Well, hold on. Who had the Source Awards? Yo, who got five? They gave them five mics? Oh, five mics? We in the barbershop talking about that shit all day. We don't even know who won a Grammy. Well, who got five mics? We argue about that shit in the barbershop all day. Because you got five mics in the Source. That's what I think that's missing in hip-hop right now. XXL don't have the kind of clout. They just don't. Most of the blogs just don't have that kind of just, where it's universally, unanimously just accepted that when you say that shit is five mics, that shit is hot. In hip-hop. In rap. Because we don't even respect the Grammys like that, truth be told. So I don't even know what the hoopla is all about and why so many people are so upset. It's the Grammys. And that's what I said, and I think that's what people made it feel like I was hating on Macklemore. I wasn't hating on Macklemore. He won. He did his thing. He deserved it. But I was like, it's the Grammys. How many fucks do I really give? I already know they're not going to pick the best album sound, you know, that I particularly think sounds the best. The people who are voting ain't even peers of Kendrick Lamar's, per se. Not most of them. There's not somebody's going to hang out with Kendrick Lamar who can understand what Kendrick Lamar went through. They can understand probably more what Macklemore and Ryan Lewis did, though. We're going to talk about the same love song in there. The promoting of homosexual marriage and how that affects things too. 347-934-0966. Let me go to the phone line, because I don't even know if these people want to talk or not. They're not following instructions, so I'm just going to hit the line. 859-619. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on? Who's this?
Yeah, this is Stanley from Kentucky. Like, I was waiting for you to actually get to the subject of marriage equality and that song, same love.
Right. We're here right now. Hey, Phil, you don't have to wait. Anybody listening, don't wait for me. I want you guys in K100 Radio, you guys can, you know, steer the ship a little bit. You know, I'm gonna be bouncing all around. This is a two-hour segment. We got plenty of stuff to cover. So we can talk about that right now. I'd like to talk about that. Go ahead. What's your point? What's your view on that?
Yeah, like, my view is, you know, I'm an African-American male, and I'm also openly gay. I live my life as an openly gay male. And initially, like, when I first heard, you know, Macklemore, I wasn't really interested in him as an artist. But when he came out with that song, Same Love, it was a song that kind of touched me personally. And, I mean, I was, like, one of the first people, like, when the album dropped, to go to the store and buy it. Because he actually put out, like, a message that was just, it was bigger than music. You know, this is, like, a political, like, landscape right now where it's a lot of people, you know, trying to fight for the same rights as, you know, everyone else in the country. And you know, when some, when an artist, when they stand for something bigger than just the music, like, that's what makes people want to go out and support it. And like right now, like, I really feel like it's hip-hop as a whole. They kind of have, like, a debt to pay, you know, to the gay community because, like, for so many, like, decades, they, you know, certain artists that had that platform, they use their platform to humiliate, you know, degrade people and bully, you know, people in the homosexual community. And I think, like, right now, a lot of these artists, they're not realizing that, you know, the Grammy Committee and all these other, you know, big organizations is not allowing, you know, that right now. Like, you have to kind of think more outside the box and be more accepting of people of different backgrounds. And
well,
I think, go ahead.
Like
J. Cole, for instance, if you go to Google right now and just type in J. Cole and homophobic, like, you will come up with 85,000 search results about, you know, J. Cole right now. I mean, he caused, like, so much controversy, you know, with his album Born Center. As far as, like, Kendrick Lamar, like, I really thought he was a really gay-friendly artist. I think that's why he got, like, you know, so much love and praise just from everybody across the board. Like, even people in the gay community, you know, love Kendrick Lamar. So for me, it is kind of confusing why he didn't get, you know, any Grammy nods, because he is, to me, I consider him as a safe artist also.
Oh, what you said, a safe artist?
Yeah, like, I kind of consider him as a safe artist, like, as far as, like, people from all different backgrounds can kind of, like, you know, you can pick up his music and you don't have to worry about, like, homophobic lyrics or, you know, music that, you know, put down women, you know, stuff like that.
You haven't heard everything Kendrick has to say, obviously. So I'm gonna address everything that you just said. Don't hang up, because I'm gonna leave your microphone open. I'm gonna talk back and forth with you. Okay. There's a couple things that you said. First of all, just to go ahead and just reiterate that, if you listen to some of Kendrick's bars, you know, maybe not on Born Center, maybe all you've heard are their clean versions, but Kendrick goes in. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick has his moments. He's no saint, okay? You know what I'm saying? He's dope, but he's far from a saint. You know what I'm saying? He's actually more in the lane of J. Cole at the end of the day. You said J. Cole is homophobic, and you said something that you kept going, and I was listening, and you used the word safe. And this is what I would say to you. I understand what you're saying about hip-hop and about rappers need to realize that it's 2014. You can't just say everything that you used to say. You really don't want to use the word fag. You know what I'm saying? Even if you say it around your homeboys and shit, you really don't want to put it in the record right now. You know what I'm saying? You got to find it. Even if you don't agree with the lifestyle or whatever, you're going to have to try to omit that word out. You know what I'm saying? There's certain words that you just can't use on your records right now. It's going to hurt you. Sponsorships and everything like that. You also said that hip-hop owes the gay community a debt. That's where we part right there. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel that hip-hop owes the gay community a quote-unquote debt. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that in its essence, from day one, the number one thing that made hip-hop is what it is people got on the microphone and they said everything that they wanted to say but couldn't say before. And I think that right now, as much as it's becoming more politically correct and more open and more accepted by law and by just culture for people to be gay, you know what I'm saying, African-American men to be gay, at the end of the day, I am one of the people, and this is my platform, I am one of the people who still believe that homosexuality is more of a choice. You know what I'm saying? And I've had the discussion back and forth. I've had specific shows on homosexuality on the show, and I still feel like it's a lifestyle choice more so than the theory of that you're born that way or whatever. Now, that's a back and forth that you really can't win, because people are going to believe what they want to believe. And since I'm not gay, I can't really relate, and I can't tell you what you feel. I can only tell you the way that I view it as a straight male. You feel me? But at the end of the day, I don't think that hip-hop artists owe a quote-unquote debt to homosexual people, because at the end of the day, hip-hop, yes, has never really been gay friendly. You know, they use words, you know, they refer to somebody as faggot niggas or pussy niggas or whatever a lot of rappers do, and they don't even really mean gay. They just mean soft, but they mean fake, and they use those words, those gay slanderous words, to associate that with just somebody they don't even like, not even their sexual nature. It's just that's what they use to say somebody that they just don't like, somebody, you know, as a negative connotation. I'll give you that, and I agree with that, but I don't necessarily agree that there's a quote unquote debt owed by hip hop artists. And also, the word safe, a safe artist, to me, you just got artists who may consciously make a decision not to say it out on a track. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's how they feel. So, I mean, yeah, you could just buy the radio versions of a lot of records and be safe. I think J. Cole, to me personally, Born Sinner, it's a tragedy that album personally wasn't up for a Grammy. And I think Crooked Smile is the best record of the year. That should have won a Grammy. Crooked Smile is the best commercial record, the best message, the best everything from an artist that you could ask for as far as the message, the positivity, that's what you want. You know what I'm saying? That's a safe song. Everything he's talking about in that record, sonically, production-wise, the features, the hook, everything was flawless in Crooked Smile. That was the best record of the year. If anybody should have got a Grammy for a single, it should have been him. That's how I feel about him. Even though he may say faggot a lot or he may say all kind of other stuff, that's how I feel about J. Cole as an artist. I feel like he got shitted on at the Grammys this year because Crooked Smile was probably the best single of the year to me because of what it was talking about. And it wasn't homophobic. But at the end of the day, you have to understand that we are men, a straight artist, whatever. We're not perfect. We're not human. But J. Cole is much like myself and a lot of other people where we probably are homophobic. I probably can actually admit on this air right now that I'm a tad bit homophobic. You know what I'm saying? I can admit that. You know, I'm not the guy that's going to go around gay bashing or whatever. I'm not going to get up if a gay guy sit next to me. I'm not going to be going down to vote against blocking gay marriage. I'm not going to do any of that shit. It's too much. I don't really care like that. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I feel uneasy, I guess you could say, you know what I'm saying, around, you know, gay men or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Even though I know they're not maybe, I don't know, I still feel that way. You know what I'm saying? I haven't really gotten over it yet. And maybe I'm old school. I'm not even really that old. I'm only in my 30s. You know what I'm saying? But people like me and artists like him, you know what I'm saying, we may make songs and they may make songs and they may not just say kumbaya to the, and they may not co-sign. They may not make a song like Same Love because they don't really feel like that. They don't feel like, brother, they don't feel like what you do is the same thing as what they do. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I'm of the opinion that someone like J. Cole or someone like myself, we don't have to co-sign. I don't think artists should be made to co-sign something that they don't believe in. You feel me? And I think that's the problem that a lot of people that want, they want hip-hop artists to co-sign something that they really don't agree with. And if J. Cole doesn't agree to that, if he doesn't feel that that's right, he has every right to do that, and I don't think he should be penalized as an artist for that. As long as he's not, let's kill all the faggots and let's run them off the face of the earth, and they shouldn't be married. And you know, if he's not to that extreme, if he's just like, look, I don't fuck with that shit. If that's how he feels, that's how he feels. I don't think he should be penalized or anyone should be penalized as an artist for that. Now that's my personal opinion on it. I opened up the phone lines and asked a couple people about it, and I'm really glad that you called because I was really hoping that someone that was gay, that was openly gay, would actually call and address that point. I'm going to play that song in a minute and let people hear it because right. I'm pretty positive that most of the people on this phone line haven't not only heard Macklemore's album, but let alone heard that one because that wasn't even really a single like White Walls and Thrift Shop was. You feel me? So I'd like for people to hear it so they can really – I know he performed at the Grammys, but, you know, hearing it on radio crystal clear with no interruptions is a different thing. I would like for you to please hold on because I'm going to play that song in a minute and I'm going to take some more calls. But I would like to come back and come to you if anyone has any rebuttals to what you just said on the phone lines, all right?
Okay.
All right, what's your name again?
My name is Stanley.
Stanley, all right, Stanley. Thank you for calling into the show. Hold on for me, all right?
All right.
All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. And speaking of that, 770-771, I got you. 347-266, I got you. All right, 404, I got you, and 281, I got you. But speaking of what he just said, and I went into that whole spiel because I understand what he's saying, and what he's saying is right. He's dead right. The homosexual community, they spend money. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. In case you don't know where you're listening, where I'm broadcasting live from, I'm in Atlanta. That's pretty much the black gay capital outside of like maybe what? I don't even know a city that's actually got this many openly gay black people. You got gay people in San Francisco and stuff, but it's not, I don't think it's as many of them that's openly gay, that's black, as Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? They've started calling Atlanta Gay TL and all kind of little shit. You know what I'm saying? For that right there, because this city is so acceptable of the gay community. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really is. You got to live here. A lot of people come here and be like, damn, you know, they kind of turned off by it because it's just so everywhere up in your face. And if you ain't been here long enough or you from somewhere that's not like that, it's shocking. You know what I'm saying? When they have the gay pride parade downtown, if you've never seen that with your own eyes, it's shocking. You feel me? Okay, it is what it is. I know it's 2014, but some things is not that brand. It's not like that. We still graduating. We still got racism. So, you know, we still got racism. So, you know, homosexuality, it still ain't in the clear yet. Racism ain't even in the clear yet. You feel me? So you guys got to understand that. I'm going to play this song, and I'm coming to those next two calls as soon as I get through playing the song. But I want everybody to hear this record. All right? This is one of the, this is a song that Macklemore and Ryan Lewis performed last night, and they had the ceremony where they had all the people getting married. They had gay, contrary to popular belief, there was gay and straight people getting married. It wasn't just gay people that was getting married in that little ceremony. And I think a lot of people were in an uproar about this because it's like, he said, you know, hip hop artists, we have to understand that a lot of companies or whatever are not going to be acceptable per se to you gay bashing and doing any kind of gay bashing, like, but we also have to understand that everybody is not going to accept that right now. We'll get there in time, maybe, and maybe we can all be one big happy family, but we can't even be one big happy black white family. So we ain't even there yet. So trying to be one big happily gay straight family, we got a long ways to go, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me, it's nowhere near that time yet. Maybe it'll get there. But anyway, this is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's joint, Same Love. I want you guys to listen to this, and then I'm going to the next two calls, all right? K100 Radio.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, because I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Trippin'. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago. I don't know.
And I can't change. Even if I tried. Even if I wanted to.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay. Gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender, skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it.
Keep me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
press pause. Progress march on, with the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cost. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law, when kids are walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us, we have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
I can't
see, this is the point. I don't think you guys are really paying attention to what's happening in this record. Most of y'all probably don't. Listen. Hold up.
www.chainlessentertainment.com/cable100radio. I'm your host, Lizard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Tonight's topic, Macklemore's Grammys. Why You Mad? That was his joint called Same Love. That's the one he performed last night. And it's him enforcing his belief that he believes gay people should be allowed to be married and everybody should just be treated the same, you know, and that's what he believes, right? That's how he went. The song is deep. The production, the hook, everything about it, A1 classics, a good record. Still not better than Crooked Smile, but it's in the lane of Crooked Smile. The irony is that record is also the same kind of record as Crooked Smile, even though the person that was, you know, Stanley was on the phone, he feels like, you know, J. Cole is homophobic, whatever. But those records, they're not talking about the same thing, but the mood of the records are still the same, which is why I feel like Cole got shunned. You know what I'm saying? Because that record is just the same kind of record as that. It's just talking about not the same thing, but kind of sort of is in a roundabout way. But anyway, that's the song. That's the controversial song. Now, when you listen to that record, there's no way you can say that you can't understand why every gay person within driving distance of a store or the iPod or iPhone didn't download that record. Now, do you see why that song and that album sold so many? So do you know how many gay people it is in this country? Have you stopped and thought about that? And do you know that most, on average, gay people tend to be better with their money? I'm sorry. That may be kind of like messed up to say. It's kind of like saying that about Jews, but whatever. In Atlanta, those motherfuckers run the town, a whole area of town called Buckhead, motherfucker. And guess what that is? The rich part of town. And they deep. They get your shit shut down, you say the wrong thing about them. Trust me. Police and all get fired. Trust me. So this is what I'm trying to get you. They have economic power. And they own businesses. You know what I'm saying? And they have money. And you think they gonna, you thought they was gonna hear that and not go buy it? How many other songs is it out there like that? How many other rap songs is it out there like that record? Name another one. I'll go ahead and open the phone lines or hit me up on Twitter. Good luck with that. But I'll be waiting. 347-934-0966. To the phone lines I go. Let me see. Where's my 770 number that was at? Well, they gone. 347. Where's my 770? They were waiting. I think this is 770-770-771. What up? Welcome to K100 Radio.
Yeah, make it a fruit punch.
Hello? 770-771?
Yeah.
Okay. He must have came out. He ordered some food. My bad. 347-266. Hello.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going on? Who's this?
I'm going to go with the name. It's Fred, man. What's going on with you?
All right. What's going on, Fred, with the name?
I call the voice. You know, I think it's a solid record that my man got. You know, I think it's a solid record. I think the whole big picture now, most artists are trying. I think he found a great reality gimmick, you know, that people who are homosexual are getting married and everybody's supposed to love each other. But it still breaks down to what's a person's belief system. You know, yeah, music is one thing. You know, music is music for the soul. But then when you got different belief systems, I think what's taking place, whether it's through music or whether it's through whatever, that men are becoming watered down. You know, I mean, niggas can't change tires now, can't change the car tire. I mean, niggas don't know, can't do little manly stuff, you know what I'm saying, that you should be able to do. And they listen to these niggas rap these kind of songs, and half these niggas probably can't change a tire. It comes down to, you know, there's nothing wrong with if a person's sexual choice is to be with a man or a woman, but then at the same time, I don't see where that's still natural. I still don't see what's natural, because a man can't duplicate him. Sex is made for duplication, replication. It's not made for just, you know, hey, we just gonna be together. And it's not. What can you create out of a same sex relationship? What can you create? You know what I'm saying? That's the question I got for you. What can a person create? Even listening to that song, they could download it 50 million times. It could be the number one record in the world. But still, it doesn't really make sense. Does that song really make sense? I don't care how he said, he has some nice words, some nice, great lyrical content and some flipping. But does that really make any kind of sense? We just take the air out of all of it. Does it make any sense?
No, and That's ultimately the exact opposite stance of what Stanley is saying. You feel me? And me personally, everybody knows me, I don't pull no punches. That I'm more in tune with what you're saying and what Stanley was saying, but I understand what Stanley is saying because he is gay. You feel me? So I understand that.
I wish Stanley was on the line, because if me and Stanley could talk, I just would ask, what is natural? What can you produce? Just tell me one thing that you can produce that's positive, besides HIV, that's male or female. What can you produce positive from a same-sex marriage, whether it's female and female or male and male? What's really the result? What's the purpose?
I want to open up his line, but I think the show is going to turn into a moratorium on homosexuality, and it's kind of supposed to be about Grammys.
I know about the song, but what I'm saying is, even I'm talking about back to the song. Me reverted back to the song, back to the record. Then is I think the record is a solid record, but then at the same time, I think it comes back to who got the biggest gimmick now in music. Who has the biggest gimmick? He chose a gimmick of homosexuality. He brought it across clean without him looking gay, and that takes skill. But the whole thing about it is still, you know, I'm like, to me, the record is still an average record. I mean, mediocre at best to me. And listening to it, if somebody else would have did the record, it probably wouldn't have got as much notoriety at all, you know.
Probably,
but I just think it wouldn't have got no. If I know. You know, it wouldn't have got that kind of notoriety. So we're in a system now to where, you know, really homosexuals, whether it be music, whether you're making music for them, they have power, really, and they have really more power than the heterosexual. We can't have a heterosexual march or the heterosexual, all heterosexuals show up downtown.
Yeah, let's go take over downtown. Literally take over downtown.
Yeah. See, then they'll say, I'm gonna show you what I mean. If I get in a fight with a homosexual, right, and beat him, they're gonna say that it was gay bashing. If it's 1-on-1, it's 2 men, it's a regular fight, but if I put them hands on him, it's gay bashing. But if he put them hands on me, he just whooped my ass.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think a record like that shouldn't even be played, honestly. I think a record like that really should be thrown in the trash. Thrown in the garbage once you put the record in the garbage, take the garbage cans you put it in and put it in the back of the trash truck. Then take the trash truck and drive it off a cliff and let it blow up. And then when it blow up with that song in the back of it, then that's it, because it's not really promoting nothing that I would want my kids to hear, that nobody kids hear, because it ain't cool. You can't produce nothing from nothing. You can't produce nothing from it. Period. I told a chick, she told me she wanted me to have a threesome with her one time. I said, for what? I said, really, at the end of the day, you with another chick, y'all can't produce that. I said, y'all, you know, what can y'all produce? We trying to get a baby out of this. You know, you can't, what can we do? But that's pretty much all I got to say about that. And hopefully none of the homosexuals are upset with my stance on it. But if there's one homosexual that can come and tell me what you can produce out of a same-sex relationship sexually, then now, you know, let me know, because you're not producing nothing but a good feeling. You can't procreate. You can't create, period. And that's what it's meant for.
All right. So Fred's sentiment, and I got to make sure the program doesn't go all the way over there to the left. You know, but I introduced this topic into the blog, so this is something that I already knew was going to happen on the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I was already prepped. I already knew some more. I knew that was going to, and I'm glad that we got both sides. What you just heard, right here on K100 Radio, you just heard the argument for and the argument against what happened at the Grammys last night. You feel me? Because for every person that feels like Fred, there's not every person, because there's actually more heterosexual people than straight people, but there's enough gay people that can get behind a record like that to make that guy make a lot of money. And I understand what Fred is saying. At the end of the day, he don't believe in it. He doesn't agree with it. So he's not going to like the record no matter what it sounds like. Now, I, as an artist, I'm an artist and a producer, if you don't know my background. I came into the music industry as a rapper, producer. So I listen to the music, and I listen to clarity. I'm an engineer. I listen to the clarity. I listen to the mix. I listen to the beat. I listen to how the hook is sung, the harmonies. I'm listening to all that. And on that note, I'm going to say it's a stellar record. Even though he's not really spitting. He's not spitting bars. He's not killing the track. He's not coming with the illest 16. He's saying it's so simple, and it's so plain, and it's so such a basic flow kind of sorta. But it's really, really, really real talk at the end of the day, which is what so many people say they want. I just want a rapper to be real. That sounds like a fucking real-ass conversation. Whether you agree with how he feels about it or not, you can't deny the fact that that sounds like what he really feels. That's how he grew up in the house shit. He used to think he was gay. God damn it, he had a gay uncle and shit because he could draw and shit. He thought he was gay for a minute. And, you know, he didn't even realize he wasn't. But he thought he was because his uncle was, and he could draw and shit, and he was artistic. So he thought he might be gay. You feel me? He didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? That's like some real shit. That's some shit. It's millions of people that can connect with that scenario that went out and heard that and fucking bust out in tears and went and bought that fucking record and then told their homeboy about it, and that homeboy went and bought it, and so on and so forth, and now we're at 1.5 million later, and he's in the bank with it. What Fred said, I did. I get. It's wrong. No matter what you say, see, the thing about it is, with Fred, there's no song that Macklemore can make that's going to change his mind. I don't care how dope it is. You feel what I'm saying? He's just not going to do it. And that's his belief. That's why I told Stanley earlier, I don't necessarily feel like we owe rappers owe, hip-hop owes an indebtedness, because at the end of the day, what those rappers were saying is really kind of how they feel. It's just when they started using it as a slanderous way, when they need to ease off on that. But if they don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle, far be it for me to sit here and tell somebody they're wrong for that and they need to change. Nah, because I'm not of the belief of, I don't believe in being born gay. I believe it's a lifestyle choice. That's my personal belief about it. You know, people may tune out and may not even listen to K1's radio no more behind that statement, but it's really how I feel. But I'm also a musician. You know what I'm saying? I'm also a musician. So at the end of the day, I think that that's why I can listen to a song like that and kind of have more of an open mind and a more open acceptance to it, not because of my acceptance of homosexuality, but a more acceptance to just good music. And Fred is probably not a musician. Doesn't sound like he's a musician. He's like, I'm a consumer, and I ain't feeling that, and nah. I wanted to open the lines up so him and Stanley can talk, but I didn't want it to become a shouting match. I didn't want anything to get disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? I could do that. You know, if the callers think I should let these guys talk, because both of them, I still see them on the switchboard, I'll let them talk. I just didn't want the conversation to go all the way into that, because this really is about the Grammys. And we still got some more points that we got to touch on, especially about, you know, the people who are voting. You know, we touched on it lightly, but we need to get in that. I got another call on the line. I want to make sure they don't want to talk, because I don't know if they want to hit the number one. And they had hit the number one earlier. So let me make sure they don't want to talk. And if not, I'll move on to the next topic. 770-771. Hello? 770-771. Hello? Okay, I think they don't want to talk. 718-541. All right. I guess not. 269-369. Hello?
What's up?
What's going on? What's happening? Oh, Michigan girl. What's up, babe? What'd it do?
Not much. Just listening.
What do you think about everything right now that you've heard so far? I mean, you can kind of start from what we started at with Macklemore even winning the Grammy. What you think about his music? And we played two songs already. I don't know if you heard them. And what do you think about the exchange that just happened, what Stanley said and what Fred said about that song, about same song, about the promotion and the ceremony last night where gay people got married to his song live on the Grammys? What do you think about
that? Well, let me say this first and foremost. I don't even watch the Grammys, because to me,
the Grammys, or if I do watch, I only, like, flip back and forth for the live performances, because to me, in my opinion, the Grammys is not an accurate award ceremony for, like, who's the best, or maybe, in my opinion, who had the best album, who had the best song, who had, you know, or whatever. So I don't particularly watch the Grammys like that. Like I said, I may jump in and catch a performance or whatever, but I don't just sit down and watch the Grammys like that. But, of course, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and everything has been blowing up about Macklemore and everything. And I can say, honestly, before he won the Grammy, I really had only heard his name briefly, and I think I had heard one song. So it was like, okay, who is this they said that won the Grammy? That's just me, because that was how I felt about it. I heard the Same Sex song, and I'm more of, I'm not homosexual or gay basher or anything like that. I'm, you know, if that's what you do, that's what you do. Although I'm not going to say that, you know, I condone it per se. I understand what Stanley was saying, but I also understand what Fred is saying, because, you know, my belief is that it should be a man and a woman. Now, that's not to say that, you know, they shouldn't be, you know, they can't get married or whatever. If that's what you want to do, hey, do you. But, you know, that's not what I necessarily do. But after hearing the song, I can understand why the homosexual community probably was like, oh, my God, this song touched me, or it made, you know, maybe they went through that. Maybe it, you know, it brought out something in them. And that's what music does, essentially. All your favorite songs, the songs you love or the songs that you like, you typically can identify with something in the song, or, you know, the beat is just so banging when you play it in your car, it's like, oh, yeah, this is my song. So, of course, that song is going to, you know, trigger something in the homosexual community, because it's something they can identify with, and it's something openly kind of celebrating them at a time when they are fighting for what they feel are equal rights to be accepted and to be treated like everyone else. So, I mean, and with that, you know, and that's probably more so why he won the award, because a lot of these corporations and a lot of these people are of the idea that, okay, we have to be more tolerant, we have to be more accepting of certain things. So, oh, he has this song, let's get behind this and let's show that we are being accepting and we are understanding and we are trying to diversify and accept new and different things, is my opinion of that. Because not that the song was that, I mean, like I said, it wasn't overly great, but if you listen to the words, you can understand why someone who is homosexual would identify with it. But like you said earlier, like the Crooked Smile song. Now, I love that song. I can identify with that song because he's talking about women and, you know, different things.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. You can identify with a song, you like it, but did you go buy J. Cole's record, or did you even buy that single?
I bought that single.
You bought the single?
I got the single. I purchased it on iTunes. I didn't purchase the whole album because I hadn't heard the whole album, but I did purchase that single because I heard it and I liked it and I felt like I could identify with it, and I downloaded it. I have it on iTunes, I have it on my iPod, and I even have it on my phone. And I paid for it to have it on iTunes, and I even paid for the actual full version to have on my phone. And honestly, I do also have it as one of my ringtones.
Okay. So, Kendrick, whatever, but I feel like even Kendrick didn't have the single of the year. J. Cole did. Period.
No, I wouldn't say. I would say that J. Cole had the single of the year, too.
He had the best record of the year with Crooked Smile. He had the best record I heard in a fucking long time with Crooked Smile. And I was like...
And then, of course, with TLC on it, you got the people that, you know, in our age group that, you know, follow TLC, that, you know, like TLC. So to me, that whole dynamic of that song, what he was talking about, because he was speaking to the women and uplifting them,
right.
And also then you put TLC on the hook.
But that didn't get a look, though. So to the Grammys. So to the whole Grammy committee for that song not even making it. And I personally don't give a fuck how many fucking times you look up fucking YouTube and his name is associated with homophobia. That fucking record deserved a Grammy. And since that record didn't deserve a Grammy, I'm like, fuck the Grammys for the whole year. That's honest. Okay, I went ahead. I had to finally get that particular point out. That's really my opinion. Because I've been stalling and even bringing it up. I didn't even want to bring it up because the whole thing has been about Macklemore and Kendrick and blah, 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 about album of the year, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, even Kendrick didn't have the song of the year, did. J. Cole did. That's my personal opinion. J. Cole had the record of the year to me. Bottom line, hands down. That's out of Magna Carta. That's out of Drake. That's out of Yeezus. That's out of Cole, Kendrick. That's out of Macklemore. And that's out of your homeboy on the block and your homeboy that's rapping and trapping right now at the club. Fuck all of them. Crooked Smile was the best record of the year, and it didn't get no recognition. So at that particular junction, I can see why Cole's like, fuck the Grammys. I was kind of like, fuck the Grammys this year, because if that record doesn't get recognized, fuck all of them and their opinion on music. That's kind of how I feel about it. Now, that's just my little rant. I'm done with that soapbox. But that's how I really, truly, deep down felt about the whole situation. But nobody's talking about J. Cole and Crooked Smile, so I kind of tried to keep it over here to what people are talking about. But honestly, I really feel like that. Because, motherfucker, that was the best record of the year. And for that not to be recognized, that was a stellar record. That was the best record from a hip-hop artist in probably about the past 5 years to me.
And when I saw that, like I said, that's another reason why I don't put a lot of stock in the Grammys, because I looked at some of the nominations and I'm just like, it's not J. Cole? What? It's not? Okay. So that, you know, just further let me know that I didn't really need to watch it, because my taste and what I was looking for wasn't going to be, you know, fully represented.
Right. But truth be told, and I'm going to go ahead and go to another caller, you know, people are saying that I should let Stanley and Fred talk. That's what people are saying.
This is just my thing. I think maybe it might be good, but I would, before you open up everybody's lines, I would, if it was me, I would just preface it with, let's keep it respectful, you know, and just have an open dialogue, because it's already been said that Stanley is an openly gay man and Fred doesn't necessarily agree with that lifestyle, but...
Yes,
you know,
like,
sometimes when you put those two together, it can go wrong quickly, but just, you know, keep it respectful, and if it starts to go left, close it off. That would be my opinion. But I mean, it might be a good look.
I didn't want the show to get hijacked about the topic of homosexuality, but I see people like, you should let the two people talk.
But you have to realize that that's a big part of it, because a lot of people feel like that song is what really got him the Grammy, nod. It plays a part in it, so you can't just like, you know, not let it, you know, go down.
A lot of people do feel that way about the homosexuality. I'm gonna ask. This is what I'm gonna do. We've got 45 minutes left. Listen, I'm telling you, I'm not going to anyone else's phone line that doesn't press the number one. I went to two other lines and they didn't want to talk, so I thought maybe they just didn't press the one. But,
and your switchboard lady be tripping, because I pressed the number one when I got on, but it, like, kicked me out.
What? This for her ass. Listen, I can't control the damn switchboard computer.
I know. I'm just saying.
All right. So, okay. Well, anyway, 347, area code 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Shout out to everybody that's listening to me over here on the internet at K1, on changeentertainment.com or tune in or whatever. All right, shouts out to everybody that's on the phone lines. Hit the phone lines and make sure you press the number one. I'm going to let I'll let Stan adjust what Fred said, and I'll let these guys open up and try to have a respectful conversation. I want Uncle Jams to chime in, because that whole exchange about we're basically on track, because I do agree with what Michigan Girl just said, that song is part of the bigger picture and a bigger controversy, because so many people are talking about the fact that the only reason why Macklemore got the nod is for that song, and it's because America is on some super, super duper pro-gay shit. You feel me? And a lot of people ain't feeling that, and a lot of people are feeling that. You got people like Stanley who was like, yes, this is what needs to happen. And you got people like Fred like, no, the fuck, it don't need to happen. So, and yes, yes, I can, I'll agree to you guys that I'll concede that, yeah, that song right there may have pushed him over the top. I don't think Thrift Shop was enough. I don't, the 1 million sales as from an independent artist, that's enough. But to get the Grammy nod, because they let him perform it in such a massive way with that whole setup, with that whole ceremony, that lets you know that that's the song. That's the reason why he arrived at the Grammys with 4 nods. You feel me? And so if that's the reason why, then yes, the debate about homosexuality and about the pro-gay agenda in America is absolutely up for a debate, because the whole show is predicated on his wins. And if you feel like that's the reason why he won, I'll give you that. So I'll go back to Stanley. Stanley, you still with me?
Yeah, what's up, man? I was laughing when your man Fred was talking. Like, I don't necessarily like get like offended, you know, at my age. You know, I'm around the same age as you. I'm 33 years old, so it's like I kind of heard all, you know, the different kind of, you know, stereotypes that, you know, people have about, you know, gay men. And, you know, to answer one of his questions at least, you know, I know how to change a tire. You know, that's not a problem. I think it's just like, you know, just to bring it back to the music, that I think it's just, there have been so many different kind of stereotypes about, like, what is perceived as being, like, a real man. Like, you have to be, you know, macho. You have to, like, you have to be with a billion different females, you know, in order to be considered a real man. And I think what Macklemore did, he just showed that, you know, gay rights is really, it's a human rights issue. It, you know, people have the right, you know, to have a family. And, you know, there's a lot of come out of a homosexual relationship. I mean, two people that love each other. You have a lot of gay and lesbian couples that do raise children. You know, they get back to the communities and, you know, they do everything that a regular heterosexual couple can do. And, you know, I don't know. It's just, I guess it's just a different perception. You know, for me, I feel that, you know, homosexuality isn't a choice. You know, you're either born that way or you're not born that way. You know, it's just how God made you. I don't think that any gay person wake up and say, hey, I want to be gay. You know, if you can be like everybody else, I think you would make that decision.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why, see, can you say that? I want to almost makes me dwell all the way off into a whole nother tangent, but I'm not going to, I'm going to avoid it for now. Because, you know, it's the whole conundrum of, you know, I read on Facebook today on my homie, one of my friends' Facebook page that they really went in on Macklemore because they were just incensed by the fact that he used the Bible, you know, in his music to kind of justify his stance on gay marriage. And they were just up in arms about that shit. That shit drove them insane. They were... That drove them insane. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he's like, you know, he's his belief is the Bible says the exact opposite of that. And so he really just, now that person hates Macklemore even more than he did, besides the fact that he just didn't like him because he thought it was corny. Now he just hates him, period, on a personal level. So I'm going to open up Fred's line. I'm going to also talk back to Uncle Jams. I've seen Uncle Jams post different stuff about his belief about same-sex marriage and stuff like that. You feel me? He's more along your lines, Fred, Uncle Jams is. He actually, he's more, very, far more tolerant than I can admit that I am of it. But I'll open up Fred's line. All right, Fred, hello?
Hello, hello.
All right, I'll let you guys listen. Everybody, please be respectful. You two guys, you know, everyone's grown and everything. But I'll say this. And I'll ask you, and I'll let you answer it, and I'll let him answer it. Do you think that at the end of the day, hearing that song? Now, I'm not telling you to let music. Okay, first of all, music influences everybody in a way. So I'm not saying I'm one of these people who feel like if you listen to Tupac and you go out and shoot a sheriff, Tupac didn't make you shoot the sheriff. Your dumb ass shot the sheriff. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, with a preface, hearing that song, you said you think you should burn the song, whatever. So hearing that song didn't make you kind of, sort of, at all understand where Stan can come from his point of view at all.
Well, first of all, I would like to say, you know, Stan, I have no problem with you and your decision to do what you do. So God loves you and so do I. First of all, I start off with that. I don't want you to think this is a situation where I'm being a gay basher. But what I'm speaking of, when I say, when you made the statement that a lot of good things can come out of a homosexual relationship, my whole point of looking at the situation is, when you look at the laws of nature, period, let's just break down the laws of nature. I'm not even talking about God, Jesus, Allah, or none of that. I'm not bringing no spirituality to it. I'm just going to speak at the law of nature. The law of nature pretty much states that a woman is so special because a woman is there for a man to be able to have a child and create an offspring. Two women together, before I go to two men, two women together cannot, by any way in law of nature, touch each other and have sex or whatever and create an offspring, which is a gift to a family. Two men together cannot have sex, you know, have sex, lay down, and when it's done, 9 months later, have a baby. Now, all I'm saying is when we look at the laws of nature, homosexuality is directly against the natural laws of nature. I ain't talking about God in the Bible because that's a whole other conversation, or the Quran, all that other stuff. I'm just talking about the natural laws of nature. When a man ejaculates into a woman, she gets pregnant, and it's a purpose. Where is the purpose of a man ejaculating another man? What's the purpose?
I'll let Stan answer it. Go ahead, Stan.
Okay. Well, this is how I feel about it. I kind of feel like in America, we have so many different kinds of families. Like, you may have a family where, you know, a child may grow up with just their grandmother, or a child may grow up with just, you know, their older sister may raise them. You know what I mean? It's just, we have so many different, like, combinations of, you know, what a family is, like, in America. And for me, personally, I can't, like, you know, judge, you know, like, how one household and what works for them. Is it right or if it's wrong, you know what I mean? And as far as, like, you know, sexuality, I mean, I think it's kind of, like, different from what Macklemore was, you know, really talking about in the song. You know what I mean? It's, you know, procreation, you know, it's a lot of heterosexual families that don't ever have children. You know, they never produce. You know, either the woman can't produce or the man can't produce. But to me, you know, human beings are more complex creatures than that. You know, God made us, you know, more than just making babies.
But can I ask you something, Stanley?
Right, go ahead.
Can I ask something? What I ask you is, like I said, I'm asking a question that nobody has been able to answer for me. That's a homosexual. What I'm asking is this: is what is the purpose? Okay, what can you gain? Like, okay, yeah, you have a man and a woman that can't have a child, but that's because there's something biologically wrong with them. That's something different. But it's nowhere in the history of the world can you find two men or two women that lay down together and can do. And I didn't bring God into the equation. I'm just speaking of asking, what can two men do to create life physically? I ain't talking about love or they loving each other. I'm saying, can you go and have a baby 9 months from now out of your body?
Right. And for me, I was countered by saying that, you know, for me, like, I kind of feel like human beings are just more, you know, complex than, you know, just having babies, you know, and not to say that, you know, gay men can't have children. You know, there's so many different, you know, with science and everything that we have now, like, I mean, you can still have children, even if you biologically may not be able to have children with two men or two women. You know, you got artificial insemination, you have so many other things that, you know, surrogate parents, you know.
It still involves a woman. When you say artificial insemination, still he might not have sex with a woman, but his sperm is being injected into a woman. When you start talking about, I'm just speaking from a biological standpoint. All I'm saying is I respect you for, you know, you being who you are, and it takes a lot of courage to stand up and say, you know, you are what you are. But at the end of the day, the simple question I'm asking is, I know if you say God created us complex, if you're a Christian, are you a Christian? You're a Christian?
Yeah, I consider myself to be a Christian.
Okay, well, if you consider yourself a Christian, it's no way in the world you could be homosexual because God simply condemned it as being one of the worst things next to bestiality in the Bible. So you can't be a Christian. You can follow the laws of God if that's what he says.
This is where I'll inject. This is where I'll go. I'll pause. Uncle James wants to get on the line. I know why Uncle James wants to get on the line. So I'm going to open up his line in a second. Right. Here I come, brother. Here I come. This is the thing about what you guys are talking about. I will agree, no matter what my stance is on homosexuality, that a relationship is more than sex. We have all the time, you feel me? And I think this is why the song that Macklemore did really touched these people, the people that it did touch, because it took the relationship factor beyond sex. It took it into, like, how you, the inside. You can love, and the name of the song is called Saint. I want to make sure we keep it on point with the song. The name of the song is not something sexual in nature. The name of the song is called Same Love, and it's talking about the love that the two people have for each other. And in the hook, if you listen to the hook, she's saying, a female is singing, she keeps me warm. You feel me? The female is saying, Fred, she keeps me warm. And most people listen to this shit like, is Blizzom actually advocating homosexuality? And they're like, the fuck is going on K100? You know what I'm saying? But you have to listen to my whole point, because Fred is talking from a purely biological reproduction standpoint. And the song itself, and the reason why I feel like he won the Grammys and he got the nod and he got all his money right now because all these people are buying it that can relate to that record, is because he's not talking about sex in the song. Every rapper always talking about sex. Everybody talking about twerking. Everybody talking about pop that pussy. Everybody talking about who the baddest bitch. Everybody talking about a bitch badass. Everybody talking about that in rap. He's not even talking about that. He's talking about pure love. The hook is, she keeps me warm. She gives me comfort. Not how good she fucked me. Not how good we have sex. The point of the song is about, she keeps me warm. This is the person that I love. And that is the fundamental basis of why homosexuals in this country are winning their point, because they've made the argument not about what they do sexually. They've made the argument about how they feel about the person that they choose to be with. That's the difference. I'm going to go to Uncle James and open up his line real quick. I got Uncle James on the line. I still got Fred and Stan's line open too. Uncle James, what's up, brother? Go ahead and chime in.
Oh, my goodness. You have gotten in my crawl space with this conversation.
I know I did.
Man,
you
need to have me on for an entire show. I've got to hit several points. I had to take some notes. First of all, you keep on harping about J. Cole. I want to say this to you as a factual thing. Record labels submit the music of their artist to be in the nomination process, and there's three rounds. The first round is all of the entries, and all of the NARS members then vote on the entries, and then it gets weeded down to the next nominating cycle,
mm-hmm.
and then you vote on that, and then you have the final list of the people that were five entries in each category that we saw on TV last night. So apparently, when Rocka Nation or whatever the heck, Universal Records submitted the J. Cole album, it didn't get enough votes to get to the final nomination process. If you notice, his album is not one of the top-selling rap albums either. He stayed in the low 600,000s. He didn't even get to platinum. So that's just a whole other matter. Regarding the battle that's going on, not the battle, the debate that's going on between Stan and Fred, I'd like to ask Fred who died and left you in charge.
Well, I would like to answer that question. Well, first of all, I'd like to say hello. How you doing?
Hello. How are ya?
Well, I didn't say anybody left me in charge, and I didn't say anybody died and left me in charge. All I was speaking from is visually, sound-wise, the song was saying one thing. You have two types of promotions going on with that particular show. You have visual promotions, which is promoting same-sex marriages.
Wonderful
then you have
thing.
A, then you have yeah, I'm saying maybe. Then you have a hearing, which is promoting just love, and you can love anybody, and you can just love is love. Now, when you saying dying and leave me in charge, it's that's the point I was making is that you don't have a gray area when it comes to procreation. Period.
And you keep really, harping on procreation, and why is that? Because
well,
number one,
I'm saying you're not. Hold on, you're not letting me. Okay, you're not letting me. I'm not upset. You see how calm I am. I feel like you have.
I'm not upset either.
Okay. What I'm saying is this: a man was created to procreate, to have sex with a woman, and make offspring.
Who says that?
That's it. But that's
who
how I think at the beginning of the time. That's
okay,
how I been.
Who
you don't
said
think,
that?
I've had a kennel of dogs. I've been to the jungles of Africa. I've never seen two animals just straight out. I walk around and I say, everything is set up a certain way. You're not asexual.
Okay, I need to tell you to do some piece of research. I want you to look and go online and Google and do research on mammals in the animal kingdom.
I saw that. I saw one. What they saw a lion. I saw that. What you're talking about, and I saw that. But what I'm saying is, all I was talking to Stan about is that is you cannot. The funny thing about it, most of us won't realize. Like I don't know what anybody's belief system is. I don't have a belief system. But for whatever, if Stan's belief system is what he said is, then there's no way he could be homosexual. You can't use those two things.
You don't
the same
have
time.
The ability or the right to tell him he's not a Christian. That's
no,
number
I didn't
one.
Say
that's
no,
his
no,
belief,
no,
and that's
no,
his
no,
faith
no,
walk.
I'm not saying. See, apparently, I'm just reading what's there. If you follow a doctrine, you follow what's there and try to follow it word for word. I'm
do you
not
know
a
who interpreted the last version
doctrine.
Of the Bible that's in most African American churches across America? Do you know who did that Bible?
I don't really read it. I don't read the Bible.
Well, I'm not a Christian.
Religion.
I'll make that statement first and foremost.
King James
was the interpreter of the last Bible, and guess
and
what? King James was a homosexual.
Okay, exactly. But what I'm saying is this. If he was a homosexual and he interpreted it, he still left it in there, right? He didn't take it out.
Well, the Bible was written by men, and man has been known to lie.
Okay, what I'm saying is this, though. What it seems to me is if you're kind of harping on what I said, because I just took a biological stance to procreation, period. A man has semen to create a child. That's what it's for, period. That's what it is.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where you got that from. Who said that semen came from a man for the purposes of creating a child? Because from what I see from this twerking and strip shows and all of these booty calls and hookups, people are going around splattering semen for pleasure.
But at the end of the day, if you look at a guy like LeBron James, his daddy was nowhere around. His mom was screwing left and right, and she had one of the best NBA players in the world. So that's still procuration.
Oh,
you
wow.
Still
that's
you
really
know,
impressive
still,
that
on,
she had a great NBA player child.
No.
But he's still
saying,
a bastard child in the eyes of the law
I'm not talking about a bastard child. I'm talking about still with procreation and creating. You can still create something great to a woman. What are you talking about? I'm not worried about the bastard child.
I've never
in my life heard
anybody that claims to be non-religious harp so much on procreation.
No. I'm just we speaking on. Okay, you saying that twerking and whatever people going around and they just slapping semen around. Still, you can have a child that can become somebody. A man and a man can't have a child and have nothing that can become somebody.
It is not necessary
body.
For okay. pleasure and love and affection that people have to create a child. That's
are you
the point
homosexual?
That I'm taking you to task on. It's not necessary that people have to create a child when they're pleasuring.
Hold on. It's not necessary. I didn't say it was necessary, but if it happens, it can happen at any time.
What about all the women that are barren and are incapable of bearing a child? What's up with that?
Well, that's a biological default. They can't do nothing about that.
They're not really serving full purpose, are they?
No, they can, because guess what? If they go through the proper healing process of trying to take care of their bodies and eat the proper way, they can get their bodies back right. I know people.
Well,
I know several women
that cannot have children, and through surgical procedures and what have you, they still can't bear a child.
So I guess they're just getting blank shot
in them, right?
No, but if that's happening, that's still something that's biologically happening they can't do nothing about.
So what's going on with that brother's semen then, the splattering inside of a barren woman? He's not following your natural procreation order.
See, you're taking it out of context. She don't have a choice. She don't have a choice at all. She can't use
toys or use another woman
for pleasure. No, but I'm saying, but see, you're trying to blame pleasure. See, the thing about it, most of us won't know the truth until the end anyway, until whatever
what is
end.
The
year,
truth?
Whether,
what are you talking about?
No, I'm saying you're not listening. See, you're too busy. I don't know if you're homosexual or not, but you're not listening because
whatever it is that I am is none of your business.
Okay. But see, that's fine. But you're
not,
too
we're
busy.
We're not discussing my sexuality here.
Okay.
We're discussing your points of view that everything seems to be centered around procreation.
No. What I'm saying is this right here. You're telling me that a woman that can't bear a child because of medical reason or because she can't because of some other reason that's physically wrong with her is equivalent. It's kind of like equivalent to a man with a man. She can't just because she can't have kids.
That didn't come out of my mouth. I have no knowledge as to why she's barren. But if she can't right now, period,
a man and a woman can create a child. Period.
Okay, so that's your mantra, brother.
Listen, you keep harping on creating children.
You keep harping on creating children, that's not the only thing in the world.
Okay, let's take it to the beginning then. If a man and a man, we wouldn't have nobody here but two men walking around. They would have been dead.
Well, we could also take it to the fact that if artists didn't make music, then there wouldn't be anything to complain about with the Grammys.
And DJs would have nothing to play. But the Grammys are the Grammys. The Grammys have been the same way for years.
And that was a wonderful song that Macklemore and Ryan Lewis did because the song followed on the concept that's going on in our society now that's even spearheaded by President Obama, which is a society of tolerance. You see, it's just a matter of letting everybody be who they are without the fear of retribution and trying to remove the barriers of hatred. It's not about endorsing sexuality. It's not about endorsing lifestyle. It's just about saying, excuse me, Blism, because you know I don't usually like to go here, but it's about what you eat does not make me shit. That's what it's about.
And guess what? Is that right?
Who determines right and wrong?
Hold on, just because one man's trash might be another man's treasure. Listen, I think I'm the only guy that believes, since we're talking, I think I'm one of the only black men that believe we were better off in slavery because we were closer. I believe we're still enslaved since we're using the slave master's terms.
No, I'm saying I'm
one of the ones to believe that in the 60s and 50s and 70s when my parents was alive and walking around together and saying we should overcome, we had a more sense of being together. So freedom is not always good. Freedom can be free, F-R-E-E-D-U-M.
Now, what does the fact that you think
good?
We were better off being enslaved have to do
with people being able to love who they want to love? Listen, I'm bringing something together. What I'm telling you is this right here. Just because we feel that freedom and like freedom of speech. First, we had freedom of speech until people started talking too much. It was freedom of speech. You can say what you want to say. Now you get fined. Now you get locked up. Now it's terroristic threats.
To my knowledge, unless you can show me where it's occurred, I don't recall that particular article in the Constitution has been removed.
Oh no, it don't matter about it being removed. It's just still not tolerated. Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech is not tolerated. Explain to me how it's not tolerated.
Like right now, if you go on TV, for instance, and somebody say, "Hey man, I was all on his ass, no homo," that's a freedom of speech. They fine him $75,000.
Well, here's why that is like
okay.
that, and I just want to give you a little bit of education if you're just willing to listen here. Why that's like that? Because those NBA players. Or those NFL players or those Major League Baseball players that might say a remark like that, they have signed a contract where that's already been discussed in sensitivity training that they won't say that. So they are breaking a rule of etiquette of that particular organization that they belong to. This is akin to the Grammys. The Grammys are voted on by narrow members.
That's not true. My brother plays in the NBA. That's not true. They don't have nothing to sign where they can't say, if you're not cursing, being derogatory, all he said was no homo. They say that all over the day. I've heard Charles Barkley.
You know what? The person from the Indiana Pacers got fined, I think, in last season's playoffs when he said that. And that is because the same thing that Blizzom was talking about earlier, about expanding the lyric base of black rappers to where they're speaking in a more universal way where everybody can relate to it rather than people in the trap. You see, David Stern, and I don't want to discuss his sexuality, but I'm dropping this in. When you've got white people and white Jewish people that run organizations and they're not familiar with urban slang, to hear someone in a national interview sit up and say, blah, 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 no homo, they think that you're saying a slur. They're not aware of that being a euphemism that is said in hip-hop culture. So the person got fined because they thought the person was saying a slur. And this is what this is why people like Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are able to win a Grammy, because they are not doing anything that is lyrically offensive to people. You see, people like Barbara Streisand,
Dionne Warwick,
and Bob Dylan,
and Bert Bacharach,
they vote on the Grammys. They pay their dues each year, and they vote. And trust me, they're not going to be voting for somebody like Kendrick Lamar.
Hold on, Bill. Some people was offended. That's why we're on the phone. Some people were offended.
You're gonna say, and what Uncle Jam said, he led right into this, is you're saying that you were offended. He's saying that Macklemore.
No, not just me. If you look over the internet, it was thousands of people offended. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the people on the phone. Well, I'm talking to you right now specifically.
Okay.
What he said. You feel me? So
I was offended because. Not just of the listening, but also of the visual of it. It was promoting one thing, but the song was kind of saying, I don't know what the song was saying, but I know what it was promoting visually.
Okay. I got some other calls on the line, you guys. I got to take these other calls. I wanted to open up the floor and have – if you're listening to K100 Radio right now, first of all, I appreciate you being tolerant with me. Thank you. We're coming up to the end, so I got other people. There's people on the phone line that want to talk, so I got to make sure I jump into these other calls. But the conversation went. We were talking, and I'm gonna mute everybody right now so I can get my words in, so I can get ready to open up these other callers. We were having a conversation about, of course, the main topic of the show tonight, which is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's Grammy nods. You know, and if you missed it, if you just jumped on the line, if you just jumped in, listen. I see spiking people listening, and some people called in. And maybe you missed the preface of the discussion that was just going on between the two callers. Okay, we played the Same Love, and there's been a general consensus on the show tonight that a lot of the reason why Macklemore's win was controversial was not only because of people felt like maybe he was white or whatever, but it was because they felt like he got denied for the Same Love song. The song that he performed, and everybody, they had a marriage ceremony for a lot of people. A lot of them were gay. And so that sparked a lot of the controversy, because the gay, straight, homosexual controversy is still alive and well in America, right? So we had a gay male on the line, which was Stanley. He said he had his two-piece. We had another person who didn't believe in homosexuality, which was Fred. And, of course, you just heard the exchange between Uncle Sid. One of my friends from MeCap Records, back and forth with Fred, because he believes in, you know, he endorses the song, so he likes the record too. And Fred doesn't like the record. Fred said he wants to put the record in the back of a car, ride off a cliff and blow the car up. That's what Fred wants to do with the record. So that's where we're at with the discussion, okay? And so the controversy herein lies that is saying that homosexuality is okay is promoting tolerance a problem, like you just heard Fred said. Uncle Sid said it's because Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. I don't know why I keep doing that. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are making a song that is non-offensive to anyone. That's why they're winning. But then again, Fred said no, it is offensive to me and a thousand other people who doesn't, and the millions of other people who don't agree that gay marriage is right. So you can't. Listen. If you don't agree with gay marriage, you're offending gay people. If you endorse it and you say let them live, then you offend people who don't agree that that's right. There is no win-win situation on that scenario. The point is, I want to make sure I get clear. I'm coming to the 850-250. I'm coming to your line right now. Don't hang up. Give me 1 minute. the point that I want to make sure that everybody gets clear, you know what I'm saying, even after the discussion and everything else, is this show is about why Macklemore and Ryan Lewis won a Grammy. Why, even more impressive than the Grammy, because I really, me and Uncle James is going to have to go, we're definitely at odds, Uncle James, about J. Cole's Crooked Smile record. I know you don't like him because he says nigga and he's like mixed, so you don't feel like he should say nigga because he's not even fully black, and you don't even like it when full black people say it. I understand your beef with J. Cole. I've seen your post and I understand that. That doesn't negate the great record that Crooked Smile is, no matter what. So that's just where I'm at on that, and I'm not changing on that one. But the point is, with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, we have someone who isn't the best MC, but somehow not even close to being in the top 50 MCs that's out right now. Macklemore ain't even in the top 100 MCs that's rapping right now. And he doesn't care. That's not even what he's promoting. I've never heard him say he's the nicest. He's not even braggadocio really. He doesn't even care if he's the nicest. He knows he's not. But yet and still, he's outsold some of the nicest MCs. And I personally think J. Cole is one of the nicest in the game right now, regardless of what anybody thinks. A born sinner or his views on homosexuality, J. Cole is nice. I'm a rapper. I'm an MC. That's how I started in the game. I know a dope MC when I see one, no matter if he used the N-word or fag or not. You may find that offensive, but that's not all he raps about, and that's not that's not all his bars is about. J. Cole is nice. J. Cole is one of the nicest out right now, bar for bar, pound for pound, period. He had a stellar year. He dropped stellar records, and he had hella features. He's nice. I'm not going to argue with anybody about that. I'm not going to accept another notion besides that about he's nice. He's an MC. But the point is, Macklemore isn't, and he doesn't care, and he still, sold three times as many records almost as J. Cole did. Why? Is it because he's white? I don't know. Why? Is it because he made a song about homosexuality and it's a lot of gay people in the country that got behind the record and supported it and went on blogs and went and bought it and supported it and came out to the shows? I don't know if that's why. I know J. Cole probably has zero openly gay fans and Macklemore probably has a whole shitload of them that went and bought his record. That's what I do know. Those are the facts. Macklemore's fan base is made up of people who buy music, and a lot of other black rappers are not. They may have people that like their music, but not enough to buy it. 850-250, welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping?
What's going on, Blizzard?
What's going on? Who's this?
Oh, no, this is Roach.
Oh, what's going on, man? What's happening, man?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just listening to you. Your show, man. I'm really trying to figure out the Grammys itself. It used to be a stage where you two get up there and do their little political thing. Now it's like everything's blown out of proportion, basically to me.
Blown out of proportion in what way? What do you mean? You think it's...
The gay marriages, which is they thing, but I don't think the Grammys is a set for it. The Grammys is to appreciate the good music.
But it's a lot of gay people that felt like that song is a good song. You know what I'm saying? They on there. They felt like you saying it's about appreciation of good music, and I'm telling you that it's. It would take ropes for you to live somewhere like where I live at now, because I know for a fact this is one of my friends from my hometown, Panama City, Florida. That's where I'm from, and Panama City, Florida. The state of it's just not an openly gay place. You know what I'm saying? It's getting better.
Hold on now.
It's getting better, but it's not like when I was growing up there. You feel me? It's getting better now. Everything is getting better. Interracial relationships and everything in that area is getting better. But what I'm telling you, you know how it is when I grew up there, when I was living at home. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You just want me to come out and just be openly gay. You know what I'm saying? And just be happy about it. Like, you got beat up, criticized, and all this other kind of extra shit. And that wasn't – I'm not even that old. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't like it to be talking about 50, 30, 30, 40 years ago or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even that old yet. So, you know, what I'm saying is, but in Atlanta, or somewhere where I'm at now, it's way a whole nother level of tolerance. It's the norm around here almost and accepted. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to get you to understand is you may feel like it's not the place for a political statement like gay marriage. Because I think that's what you're saying. You're saying, and you know what? You're not the only person that said that. I heard a lot of people saying, like, look, I don't want to watch the Grammys and have to worry about voting on Proposition, what is that what is that proposition out there in California? Proposition, what is, I forgot, what, Proposition 7, that's probably wrong, but whatever. The shit about the banning gay marriage, I don't even know what it is in California, but they don't want to watch the Grammys and have to be watching a political statement. That's not why they watch the Grammys. You feel me?
Well, when, it was all right. When you two get up there and do their little thing.
Yeah.
When you two get up there and do their little thing, then like make a whole forum for it. That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is, that's what the song, the same love song is about that. So they did their whole thing with marriages and everything. You feel me? Just because, you know, that's what the song was about. The song was about, you know, homosexual marriage at the end of the day. You know, letting people live and let live. Let them get married. Let them live together. Let them do whatever. And that's why they did that. And that's why it was political because...
Okay. So you're saying like that's part of the stage show.
The song that they performed, and maybe you didn't pay attention to it, the song that they performed was about gay marriage and about gay people being allowed to, it was about tolerance of homosexual relationships. That's what the song is about. And a lot of people feel like they got the nod on the Grammy for that because of that record, because Thrift Shop, while it's cool, first of all, I've heard the whole record numerous times. And neither one of those songs are even close to my favorite song. My favorite song, I got that motherfucker. I got a Macklemore song in rotation on K100 Radio. Let's be clear about that. And I got a I got plenty of Kendrick, and I got plenty of J. Cole, and I got every Drake and Jay-Z and Yeezus. You know what I'm saying? All those guys play over here. But I do play Macklemore. I got one song that I really like that I play. The White Wall joint with Schoolboy Q is just fucking dope. And we play that. I'm going to play that. That's what I'm going to play when I ride out tonight. You know what I'm saying? You feel
good.
A ride out tonight.
I mean, that's my first time in it.
Well, I'm going to play it in a minute, and that's what we're going to ride out to when we get ready to end the show, because to me, the production in Schoolboy Q comes in and crushes his bars. Shouts out to Schoolboy Q. He's got a lot of dope records coming down the pipeline that I've been playing. You know, I've been trying to break over here, put people up on game on Schoolboy Q. He's tough. You know what I'm saying? But the White Walls joint is just a dope record. And he's talking about Cadillacs with white walls. Nigga. He talking about old school cats with white walls. I can relate to that all the way from fucking Seattle. I'm a white boy. I can relate to Cadillacs and white walls, nigga. Yeah. Now you made one that I really don't get a lot of the shit. I don't buy my shit from thrift stores. I go to the mall and shit. And I'm not a homosexual, so I can't get with same stuff. But white Cadillacs and white walls, okay. Macklemore, true. You got one over here at K100 Radio that's in rotation. Okay, so I just want to be clear and everybody listening to the show. Listen, hey, Roach, thanks for calling in. I got to get ready to wrap this up. You know,
all right,
man. It's been a great discussion.
I'm still popping cinema on me, man.
Hey, man, you know.
and ready to get something new.
I got something coming out. My curtain call is coming out this year. I'm done after this one, though. Strictly Radio after this last one. I'm done after this last one. But I got it for you.
That.
I'm done. I'm passing the torch to my son. He ready. We're going to work on him.
Oh, that'll work, too.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, man. Much love.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in, homie. Appreciate it.
No problem. Peace.
Shouts out to the A50. Bang a bed in the building. My hometown, I got to love that support. Yeah. So, look, a mad interesting conversation. And if you're wondering why I let these guys talk, it's because at the end of the day, I know, as a host of a radio show, I can tell you right now, honestly, not only did that particular conversation, people tune in and no one left while they were talking, and callers called in and no one hung up while they were talking. Controversy, people like controversy. They like the back and forth. That's the nature of radio, and I mean, that's why fucking The Real Housewives of Atlanta is a top-rated show. People just like the shit. People like the controversy and the back and forth. They like the bait. They like that stuff. So I let it ride out. But not even that. I wanted them to go on and on. And because I wanted you to understand that... if you heard that. Yeah, I'm getting ready. Well, anyway, I wish I could stop that from saying it, but my switchboard is getting ready to turn off in a minute. You know what I'm saying? But there's nothing I can do. I can't stop that from saying it. Whatever. But the point is, you feel me, the point that I wanted to make is that people the controversy that arises, you know what I'm saying? It radio station, and when an independent person, a person with no cosign from Jive or Def Jam or Universe, when they kick the motherfucking dough in on you motherfuckers like that and drop 1.5 milli and give you they nuts to hang, like what, bitch? I ain't gonna never, and I mean never, ever, 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 ever say fuck them. So you can get that out your head over here at K100 Radio. I'm not a super fan of the music, but what you want here from Blizzom over here at K100 is Macklemore, is me just bashing Macklemore and Ryan Lewis to the point where they shouldn't even be played. Fuck, no way. No way. No way. I'll never do it. All right? Those guys deserve so many accolades for being able to pull that shit off. I give them the same respect and props that I gave Master P for pulling off that goddamn deal with No Limit. That's the same exact thing. Even matter of fact, it's fucking better. Damn near. And I don't care about them being white. I don't care about the same song, the same love record about homosexuality. All I know is I just want to know. I want to have a 30-minute conversation with those motherfuckers and ask them, how the fuck did you do that shit? Like, I want to know. I don't know. I need a documentary. I need somebody to do something. And I need that shit to come out ASAP. I want to know how the fuck you pull that off. www.chainlessentertainment.com. You're not rocking with the best of them. This is K100 Radio. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I really appreciate everybody for tuning in. You guys have been the best. Shouts out to all my callers, man. It was really a great show. It got intense. A little back and forth about homosexuality or whatever. Yeah, it is what it is. It's radio. It's controversy. It's the Grammys. In fact, I'm going to play my favorite record off the one record I like another one too, but this is like the one I was like, I'm playing that in my fucking playlist. Right, that one right there. That one, this one. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring the homie Schoolboy Q. I really love this record though, for real. Like, I don't know, man. I just like it. I like the production more than anything. Shout out to Ryan Lewis. This beat bang. I would have heard this beat myself as an artist and been like, yo, let me get that beat. For real. That's how I'm really like, I would have heard this track and be like, yo, that beat is crazy. So I know when they heard this beat, they was like, oh, that's crazy. But Cadillac with white walls? I miss my baby. Shouts out, RIP to my Cadillac. A moment of silence. Okay, that's long enough. K100 Radio.
You are tuned to K-100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
I want to be free. I want to just live inside my Cadillac. That is my shit. And I'll throw it up. That's what it is. M-I-C-A-D-I-L-L-A-C, bitch. Can't see me through my tent. I'm riding real slow. And my paint wet, dripping, shining like my 24s. I don't got 24s, but I'm on those Vogues. That's those big white walls, round them 100 spokes. Old school like old English in that brown paper bag. I'm rolling in that same whip that my granddad had. Hello, haters, damn, y'all mad. 30K on the caddy, now how that pack rap is bad.
In some shit burning Mac would have been prouder. Looking down from heaven like damn, that's stylish. Smiling, don't pay attention to the mileage. Can I hit the freeway illegally going 120? Easy, we've been in and out of the traffic. But can I catch me? I'm smashing, I'm ducking, bucking. I'm out here, I'm looking fucking fantastic. I am up in the classic, now I know what it's like under the city lights, sliding into the night. Driving over the bridge, the same one we walk across as kids. Knew I'd have a whip, but never one like this. Old school, yeah. Old school. Yeah, I'm from Seattle, this hella Honda Civics, I couldn't tell you about pay either. But I really wanted the caddy, so I put in the hours, I moved up over to the dealer, and I found the car genius. But I bought him with the Caesar, got the keys, and as I was leaving, I started screaming.
Yeah, that old black Cadillac, midnight drive, got that gas pedal, lean back, stick in my car.
serving dope. White hoes in the backseat snorting coke. She doing line after line like she writing rhymes. I had it in hell in my love trying to blow her mind. Kinda like pimping, my uncle was on 14. I sold the cheese, me and my niggas was gone. Stealing portions of his liquor, water in his Patron. Driver smiling like I won a fucking lottery, homes. Tires with the spokes on it, in the boat suit. Mustard and mayonnaise, keeping the buns all on my dogs. Hanging out the window, youngest whips, frontin' like a ball. Tryna fuck them all, never fuck the whip, see what's poppin' at the mall. Need a bad bitch, slap a booty with my paw. You can fuck a pussy, I was staring down the walls. I'm motherfuckin' all. Sweaty sides, had her hypnotized. Grip the leather steering wheel where I grip the thighs. See the lust stuck up in the eyes. Maybe she like the ride, or does she like the smoke? Or does she wanna love? Cause this shit a cruise reveal, so you never know. So we cool for minutes, my nigga, fuck the limit. Got a window tinted for showing gangster in it. Stop to the gas to finish. You.
Cardio lap was running for dead life, but now I'm running the map. Picture little hoe me giving a fuck from what a f- gotta say. Never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop, nor Dre. You ain't get killed in Vegas or in a Suburban. Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent, but I don't drive tears. I just ain't minimum purpose. Like, blah, blah, 14, like, blah. You can get another magazine, like, blah. Yeah, 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 blah. I kill them all when they tryna kill my flock. I am the best of good guys, the last of hood guys, the last of wood tracks, the past of good chop. And Sean's a black beetle, then I need a 10-second drum solo. Yeah, what's up?
Fix my grill cause I got money now. I ain't gonna sit around in front like I ain't thought about it. A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how this crooked, look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell. Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Though you a woman, I don't know how you deal with all the pressure to look impressive and go out and heal. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror, but it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Your roommate yelling, why you gotta take so long? What it's like to have a crooked smile.
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. I'm away,
you wonder why you're lonely and your man's not calling. You keep falling, bit them cause you're insecure. And when I tell you that you're beautiful, you can't be sure. Cause he don't seem to want you back and it's got you asking. So all you see is what you lack and not what you packing. Take it from a man that loves what you got. The baby girl, you a star, don't let him tell you you're not. Now is it real? Eyebrows, fingernails, hair, is it real? If it's not, girl, you don't care. Cause what's real is something that the eyes can't see, that the hands can't touch, that them bras can't be. And that's true. Never let them see your friend. And if you need a friend to pick you up, I'll be around. And we can ride with the windows down, the music loud. I can tell you ain't laughing and rap, but I wanna see that cookie smile.
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. What a fun that was trying to keep me way down. Like the sun, no, you know I'm from away down.
Cookie smile with your style on
them. Black brown.
Cookie smile with your style on them. We don't look nothing like the people on the screen. You know the movie stars, picture perfect beauty queens. But we got dreams and we got the right to chase them. Look at the nation, that's a crooked smile, braces couldn't even straighten. Seem like half the race is either on probation or in jail. Wonder why we inhale, cause we inhale already. I ask if my skin pale, would I then sell like Eminem or Dale? But one more time for the veil, and fuck all of that beef, let's make a meal. Hey officer, man, we don't want nobody getting killed. Just open up that cell, let my brother out of jail. I got money for the bill now, and well now. If you asking what I tell now, hey hell nah, I ain't switching cause man, they get a stitch snap. If you was around and you wouldn't need a whip snap. How you like this crooked smile?
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down.
That crooked smile.
The one that was trying to keep me way down. Like the sun, no, you know I come away down.
Crooked smile with your style on
them.
Crooked smile with your style on them.
You were the one that was trying to keep me way down. Like the sun, no, you know I come away down.
Yeah.
more money than I ever have. She's the only thing I need right now. You make it all so simple. You my new thing. I fuck her like an addict. She fuck me like she mad at me. But it's all cool though. I flew out to Nice just last week. When I'm away, she sent me pics in the sheets. She's on my G and all my cars and my sneaks. Wait, let me keep this shit simple. Fuck the radio, this just a nigga tempo. Fat boy, blue jeans and a gold watch. Started at the bottom and she rolled on top. Black Testarossa, 0 to 60 on the strip, she's explosive. Just got back from Dubai. Emirates live, flew in with 1.5. Never fold this threshold. Like my mother saying, I'll never let go. Hood nigga with an escrow. Bad bitch, but she special. Went home and I prayed for an angel. Appeared in the dark, get her take away the pain too. War wounds on a big dog. But she get the ball like it's tip off. Watch D-Wade, got 2 seats. Got everything but the blue beats. Cartier wings, nigga 2 seats. Nigga getting money like a new meat. We the Knights of the Templar. Dirty little nigga with 10 cars. This whole clique another Enron. Baby girl, it's time for you to get gone. There's a shoulder just to lean on. Rosé, baby, and a king strong.
I got my eyes on you. Everything that I see, I
won't
show high love and emotion. Endlessly, I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I won't show high love and emotion.
Anyway, cliche, 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 cliche. What about the fact that was good? Yeah. And then the love I misunderstood. Yeah. Like our glass, just the cliches in the dark past. Toast to cliches in the dark past.
Mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race him, that's that, don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race him, that's that, come in, please buy more. What you want, a Bentley fur coat, a diamond chain? All
told you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas, everybody playing. Spending everything on Alexander Wang, new slave. See his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. I throw these Maybach keys, I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know we'll be the new slaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I know that we the new slaves. I see the blood on the leaves. They throwing hate at me, want me to stay at ease. Fuck you and your corporation, y'all niggas can't control me. I know that we the new slaves. I know that we the new slaves. I'm about to wild the fuck out, I'm going Bobby Boucher. I know that pussy ain't free, you niggas pussy ain't me. Y'all throwing contracts to me, you know that niggas can't read. Don't want some Maybach keys, fucking say live feet. I know that we the new slave. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Y'all niggas can't fuck with ye. Y'all niggas can't fuck with ye. I moved my family out the country so you can't see where I stay. So go and grab the reporters so I can smash their recorders. Say that confused with some bullshit like the New World Order. Meanwhile the DEA teamed up with the CCA. They try to lock niggas up, they try to make new slaves. See that that probably on prison. Get your peace today. They probably all in the Hamptons bragging about what they made. Fuck you and your Hampton house. I fuck your Hampton spouse. Came on a Hampton blouse and then a Hampton mouth. Y'all about to turn shit up, I'm about to tear shit down. I'm about to air shit out. Now what the fuck they gonna say now?
Graduation for the dad situation. Did the paper on the of my generation, but no longer felt a part of the conversation. Used to be, I'm a ride or die chick. B.I.G. with the me and my bitch. No objections, being an object. Major label, seeing the profit. She ain't never been a girl, but she used to sing along when she heard it in a song. She used to be front row at the shows, and she overdosed on the testosterone. My favorite rapper invited her backstage with a stage, but she felt like she really ain't belong. Wish she would've let him hit the floor, then she erased all the songs from the phone. Why? With, so the garbage she stuck with, you can bump it or dump it, the artist she trusted. Just broke her heart so misogynistic and disgusted. She tried not to judge him, and her heart she still loved him. And the way that he lost it, I'm part of his suffering. And this young man clearly not ready for the hard discussion. Female MC, acting more like a dude than a doo-doo. Only if you knew, I know a few who flow crazier than a few flew. Over the nest to the cuckoo, but she never gonna hit him in the mix with a new attitude. Take a cue from the radio playing that doo-doo. She on the Angelo Pandora station playing that voodoo.
Everybody got a grip on the something. Even if it's just a feel, the response of a pill, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe hundreds of times, hundreds of times. Without it, it's just harder to function at times. You race to the bottom of every single bottle as if there was someone or something to find. You struggle in your mind and you tell yourself lie after lie till you get to the point where it's no longer private. The people that you work with notice the signs. When you walk in the room, it gets noticed, be quiet. So you break up the silence. You say you've been at the gym, but the way that you look can't blame on a diet. So what you hiding?
John Doe, I just want the John I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home. John Doe. Oh.
Smashed too many freaks, had too much to drink. Had too much to drink. Left the club, ended up in custody. Random drug test, passed it luckily. My girl broke up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clumsy me. Well, at least I admit it. Cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be mad enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that what you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire position. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it, it's optical, optical, optical.
John, I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home. John Doe.
It's your favorite grinder, Make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday. Catch your boy live in the mix. 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's the standard time. K100 Radio. Had nothing but your best hip-hop and R&B artists in the game. You also tune in from your mobile phone on your TuneIn app. Search K100 Radio. Tune in. Turn up with every Tuesday. 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., man. I'm in the mix. K100 Radio. I'm rapping for the cool running DJs. Fleet DJs. Coast to coast DJs. So you already know, man. It's a movie.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K-100 Radio.
Got a second of freaking with Bokeh and Mokeh and Geek tonight. Got a second of freaking with Bokeh and Mokeh and Geek tonight. Got a second of freaking with Bokeh and Mokeh and Geek tonight. Got a second of freaking with Bokeh and Mokeh and Geek tonight. Cause she's right. Yeah, she's right. And she's smart. And she's smart. And she's... And she's... And she's... It's a go, cause she dry, yeah she dry, and she smoke, and she smoke, and she, it's a go, it's a go, it's a go. All I know I'm gonna turn up, turn up, turn up. If a car can't get it to the money, well I guess I'm finna go by a boat, finna go by a boat, finna go by a boat. Put her on a plane, it don't matter, my b gon' go, I'm gon' go, I'm gon' go. And when it's she gon' have me a beat bang roll, a beat bang roll, I'm rolling up, I'll count why she drives, she drives. I don't trust nobody. Nobody, got a sack in the freaking with Bokeh and Mokeh. Eat the night, shot it going in, don't sleep the night. And shot about money, we think alike. That my kind of, shot it really about that life. And shot about money, we think alike. That my kind of, shot it really about that life. Got a second of freaking with Bokeh and Mokeh. Geek the night. Got a second of freaking with Bokeh and Mokeh. Geek the night. Got a second of freaking with Bokeh and Mokeh. Geek the night. Got a second of freaking with Bokeh and Mokeh. Geek the night. Cause she's right. And she smooth. And she's smooth. And she's smooth. It's a go. Cause she's right. And she's smooth. And she's smooth. It's a go. It's a go. It's a go.
Got a fat sack with a freak down on my
team. Down on my team. Red bottom, she do it all, cause that's her thing. That's her thing. I don't mind, see, that's her, but she good with me. Good with me. We geeked up, she turned out. She on by three. She on by three. I smoke a drink, she give me every time I ask. Every time I ask. Gotta love her like that. Do blow that gas. Blow that gas. It's our night, it's my life, and we on it good. We on it good. Gotta fly the good chick straight from the hood. Straight from the hood. She go hard, she body body, that's what she do. That's what she do. Can't tell her nothing, she bring her on, she fall through. She fall through. She cool as hell, that's the type of chick that I with. She know I'm good for it, anytime that I need.
Got a sack and a freak and we both get mokey and geek tonight. Got a sack and a freak and we both get mokey and geek tonight. Got a sack and a freak and we both get mokey and geek tonight. Got a sack and a freak and we both get mokey and geek tonight. Cause she drank,
and she drank,
and she smoke,
and she smoke,
and she smoke. It's a go,
it's a go.
Cause she drank,
and she drank,
and she smoke,
and she smoke,
and she. It's a go.
You'll be here when I come back, when I come back. I know the risk I'm taking, I know your heart I'm breaking. And I know these haters in your ear, but they all lie, I'm not like that. It's like you're walking, I'm racing, but I can't stop, I'm chasing. And you keep calling,
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 and you keep calling.
You keep calling and I run down.
Catch me in the club and I'm sipping slow. Couple drinks, couple shots, couple pop a Patron. Then I get up on that stage and I rock a show. Reaction from the crowd and they all loving my flow. But in the back of my mind, oh, you waiting all alone. No sign of a text, not even a missed call. Out here getting money, yeah, I'm out here getting dough. But I don't hear no complaints when them bags and them clothes and them shoes will be bragging away, turn up at your door. You say you want some time, you say you left behind. I say I'm on my grind and you always on my mind. I'm trying to build a brand and you trying to build a fam. Well damn, if I ride, then you gotta ride with me. I can see the finish line, you just gotta slide with me. So now, hold me down, yeah, I come back around. Hopefully with a couple millions and I'm wearing the crown.
What are the chances you'll be here when I come back, when I come back? I know the risk I'm taking, I know your heart I'm breaking. And I know these haters in your ear, but they all lie, I'm not like that. It's like you're walking, I'm racing, but I can't stop, I'm chasing. And you keep calling,
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 you keep calling, and I run back.
And I know, you believe in my dream, and I know. You the MVP of my team. I know you missing all my kisses. How I take my time. I know you get ridiculous when I'm kissing around your thighs. But right now I'm taking pictures with these misses on the sky. It's meeting after meeting, signing on that dotted line. But I could take you for a ride. I could get you anything that your little heart desired. And these others digging, hitting, they ain't got you on their arm, right? How we kill them looking fly in our prime night. With them heels on, mommy got my mind blown. She know what to do every time she want me back home. Yeah, her love is official, but waiting on my return seems to be the only issue. Lots of goodbyes and I'ma miss you, but all you have to do is call. Believe I never miss you. Come on, come on.
What are the chances you'll be here when I come back, when I come back? I know the risk I'm taking, I know your heart I'm breaking. And I know these haters in your ear, but they all lie, I'm not like that. It's like you're walking, I'm racing, but I can't stop, I'm chasing. And you keep calling,
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 you keep calling, and I run back. What are the chances you'll be here when I come back, when I come back? And I know these haters in your ear, but they all lie, I'm not like that. And you keep calling,
and you keep calling,
and you keep calling,
and you keep calling,
And you keep calling.
And you keep calling.
You keep calling and I run back, back.
You are tuned to the K-100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Can't tell if it's a weave or a hair. You know Q, be smoother than Fred Astaire, but sure to be fresh as hell. She compliments you, but well, yeah. Plus she is blessed with intelligence. The confidence she possesses make other hoes irrelevant. And I'm a better man, cause that's my better half. And ain't no perfect couple, but we the perfect match. Perhaps we'll get together in another life. But while we my life, we promise for another night. Only one shot in life, baby, let's take a chance. You had me wrapped around your finger, mama, wedding band. Love at first sight, you never stood a chance. Wanna witness real love, can I get a glance? See, I ain't ever met her, and if I did, I didn't know. But if I ever meet her, I'll be sure to let her know. That's a
call in the fancy clothes. I wouldn't mean a thing if I don't have you alone. Girl.
Sexy. Let me take you to a place where you can get me to cater to you, be that flavor for you, and make you think about doing things you wouldn't do. Hey, 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 you know how your boy roll, looking like a movie everywhere that your boy go. You're my leading lady, big reason that made me settle down and make me have my first baby. Lately I noticed the change in me, that's how I know without a doubt that we was meant to be. Running off in the sunset, me and my baby run this. Isn't this as much fun as fun gets? I'm scared to admit, my feelings are intimate. I'll prove 100% I'm into this, cause I'm into you. You're my miracle, baby, heaven can wait, cause I'd rather be here with you. Cause
I'm in the fancy clothes, wouldn't mean a thing if I don't have you alone. Girl,
I go against the world with my baby girl on my team. See, she can depend on me to be everything that she needs, and I can depend on her, cause baby been there for me. We can make the greatest love song there ever was, flying by your hater, waving with your middle finger. Love, younger version of Will and Jada, who ain't no breaking up. You I will forever love until I turn back in the dust. Baby, we doomed like we bout to be, and we was married way before the ring. Don't you worry about them girls, they don't mean a thing. You just keep your focus on how many carats in your ring. And let me treat you like the star you are. I'm trying to explain with that block where you don't need a bra. I'm trying to say that we so fly we don't need a car. No baby, take my hand, cause shortly we'll be taking off.
The cars and the fancy clothes wouldn't mean a thing if I don't have you close. Girl,
really don't
mean money in a diamond ring don't mean a thing if I don't have you, baby. You're my world, you're my world. We'll be right back.
DJ Mo Fat. Check him out live every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on K-100 Radio.
For the best in hip-hop, R&B, reggae, neo-soul, and rap.
If you want your music heard, upload it to www.djmofat.com. The greatest show on earth ever with DJ Mo Fat, the Heat Miser.
Be the beast in the intro.
Every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on K-100 Radio.
I was looking for a cure to pull me through. Try to decide which medicine to use. And every bottle had your name on the label. Doctor said you keep me stable. So now I'm taking 3 days to help me smile. They said I should wait and try for a while. So I've been ignoring the small print on the back of my prescription. What I'm gonna do when fever over 98 and hold me in my body safe. Nobody told me the side effects. If you were losing ground, falling down, sleep distracts whenever you were around. Nobody told me the side effects of you. I double-checked and recommended a dose. 'Cause recently my headache getting worse. Sometimes every part of me shakes. Is this the right pill that I take? What I'm gonna do? Baby, can we
Tripping, telling me I need to let this love thing go, but I just can't, so I wrote this letter. I hope it makes sense.
Let me start by saying, girl, now I'm thinking of you. 3,000 miles is just too much, and I can't bear another day being without you. What can I do, girl, without you right next to my home?